been 10 years. 10 years since it happened. Our world, it's gone. But we, somehow we still survive. The Titans took almost everything. The transhumanity lives on.
Eclipse phase. Breakdown.
So, when I was in high school and middle school, my dad moved around. We moved around like about every couple of years, and gaming was the main way that I got in touch with people in new places. I'd find the gaming clubs or find other gamers and start clubs, and so gaming like got me through my teen years. I'm Brennan Taylor of Galileo Games, and I'm the Gamerati.
Gamerati.com. It's good to be a gamer.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Shot through the heart.
You're starting the recording with that.
Yeah,
I've heard sessions that have started with much more shit than that. Anyway, this is session two of Eclipse Phase Breakdown, and Andrew is playing with his straw in public. There are sanctions against
that. Don't make that slurping noise.
You hate straws.
I don't know why I'm using them.
You hate them.
I was using
they
it in the car.
Your face looks like
straws are the best.
All right, so it has been 2 weeks.
Too long.
Since the disastrous, near disastrous, successful mission at the Songkai Flower. And Sevron.
Disastrous.
Where are you and what are you doing?
I am back home.
Okay.
So, at the floating Luna colony.
Yes, you are. What are you doing?
I've been gaming ever since I got back. I've just immersed myself in the world that I've created. Zeta.
Yep.
And...
You had to look at your own notes.
I did. That's how much I've been playing the game. And I'm completely forgetting about a near-death experience in which even... the conservation of momentum could not save me. Whereas we realize that firing the gun would have affected my momentum.
No, as you realized, we knew.
Well, my character
you might have
should
cried.
Have known. But it'd be funny if you were standing there like, hey, watch this. He doesn't know the conservation of momentum. Watch him fly off into space. Oh, there he goes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye with all your nice armor.
So, you hear a ping. Incoming message.
Ping.
External.
Kinda busy.
Your muse pops up and Sev, it's your father.
Daddy issues.
Always now. Alright. Pass him through.
Sevron. Log out now.
Darren. Okay. What?
How long? You need to come to my office and meet me in person. This is important.
Oh my god. It's like 300 meters from here.
Yes, it is. It's exactly 300 meters. Now move.
Okay, alright.
And he logs off at that.
Alright, so I log off and I'm muttering some phrases to myself as I get up for the first time in like 19 hours.
Like an 8-year-old child.
Pretty much.
And I walk out the door and walk down the hallway towards his office.
Alright, the biometrics recognize you when you walk up and the door slides open for you and you walk in. He's sitting there at his desk. It's very Minority Report, so he's got the screen in front of him. He's moving things around. And he stops and looks you dead in the eye and says, against my better judgment, I need you to represent us.
Shensai Bukal.
Yeah. Swear at me in any language you want to. Kavil is busy.
Just not now.
No, he can, very, very right? much now.
Our what?
The Gonian group is having issues with one of their extrasolar colonies.
Okay. Extrasolar. Okay.
Out of game, so to fill you in, the Gonian group is one of the hypercorps that... is found in the lunar area. They stay on Luna because the banking system is there and they can do their transactions are much more fast and efficient that way. And they have a controlling interest. In fact, they are the controlling interest of the Discord Gate, which is the... I can't remember the name of the... Anyway, the jump gates, basically. This is the one that is out in the Oort cloud at the very edge of the solar system.
Okay.
And the Lunar Defense needs to keep good relationships going with Gonin because they're one of the more powerful.
Do they actually control the gate that's out there?
Sort of jointly.
Okay. But they have a vested interest in...
Well, they control the gate. And then...
Are you talking about Matt?
Quick, kill him before he puts in any points into her belly.
That's a state-based effect. You die.
Matt, zero turn her belly.
You can ignore Frey. Freefall. Don't worry about those. Nobody uses
weapons, armor.
Yeah. No, but the Discord gate was controlled by Gonin, and then something happened that it was attacked... And the gate was actually destroyed, and then the rumors are it rebuilt itself. But now it's at the bottom of a crater. And a group of ultimate...
It's on a planet, then?
It's on an asteroid.
Asteroid, okay.
A group of ultimate marines went to occupy it and met Gonin at the same time, and they struck an accord. So now the ultimates sort of... patrol the area with Gonin. There's this uneasy alliance. There's another rumor that some Gonin has tried to wrest control away from the ultimate mercs and the X-Humans.
Well, I assume we don't get a lot of news from that area. I mean, it's kind of far.
Well, the fact that they want someone from Lunar Defense to send a representative is pretty momentous.
Yeah.
So.
And, okay, so it's Gonin that is... requesting this.
Yes.
Okay.
Gonin is requesting a Lunar Defense representative to make an appearance at the exoplanet Giza.
Okay.
And Cavil is busy with negotiations with Direct Action, who is the Merc group that is at the L5 Lagrange point around Luna. And that's more sensitive than even this, because Direct Action is the biggest, you know, weapons power in low Earth orbit. So, Darren needs to send you.
So, what am I supposed to do there?
You are supposed to be there for pictures, to make nice, and to say as little as possible.
How long does it take to get there?
I will give you... standing offer of 500,000 credits. Every time you say a word, it goes down by 1,000.
Can we start a little higher than
500,000? And it's not going to take you any time to get there. We've set up a quantum farcaster. And yes, before you ask me, I have a custom morph with all of your mods waiting for you on the other side.
Thank you, because last time was a fuck.
Shut it.
Alright.
Do we have an agreement?
Alright, I'll go say hi to Gizmodo or Gonin or whatever. I should probably know his real name, like, now.
The Gonin group. You don't know the name of the representative that you're going to meet.
Okay.
Since you're not allowed to talk, it doesn't matter whether you know his name. Just go there and bow.
So,
all right, it sounds good. I'll take it somewhat seriously.
All right, Phineas.
Somewhat.
He's already not paying attention to you. Phineas and Julius, what are you guys doing?
Go.
Well, Phineas is working out apparently, and buffing up in some certain areas.
Oosh, yeah. My dick before I slap
it. He's doing no-handed push-ups.
Right. Yeah.
Phineas is probably back on one of his aerostats, going through calculations and just, you know, fixing things.
You get a ping on a secure channel.
Yep.
Jason's dead.
I need to apologize to that dude.
We need to talk. Get to a secure location.
Very well.
What are you doing?
I'm finishing up my most recent XP production with cleaning up afterwards.
Oh, so the physical cleanup or post-production?
Physical cleanup.
Okay. So it's
in a bar with children.
So it's like Dexter's clean room.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. Except for it's, you know.
You also get a ping on a secure channel.
Can I tell who it is? Other than my guess?
Your muse doesn't know. But it's completely encrypted.
I'll add three.
It's Jason's day.
Jason, how are you?
I'm well. We need to meet. Get to a secure place as soon as you possibly can.
I'm in a pretty secure place now.
Under Severon.
Very well. And, Phineas, are you
just
getting out of wherever you are and getting to... Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
So, he...
This is directly following our last mission, right?
What are you
like,
doing on my
2 weeks, so some time has passed.
Yes. And whatever you wish to have happened in the meantime can have happened.
Okay.
You know, if it's important to future events, we can establish it later.
Sure, yeah, no worries.
If it's just dead time, it's dead time.
But yeah, I was just making sure they're, you know, you're not like, this is 15 missions later.
No. You've taken no missions between now and then.
Okay. That I know of.
That you know of. So... He gives you a link to assemble space, so you can, you know, talk face to face.
Okay.
And it's...
Does he look like Jason Statham?
Yes. I mean, nice. He looks like Jason Statham. That's...
Fuck yes.
And in fact, you're meeting in a seedy strip club, is the assemble space.
Pretty much live in a seedy strip club.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he does.
Yes. He says, well... We have a new op for you.
All right. When and where?
The exoplanet Giza.
Okay. What do we need to do?
You need to protect Severon. He is going in official capacity.
You guys are fucked.
For Luna Defense. Gonin, who has the controlling interest of the Discord Gate, which is one of the only, which is the only gate that links to Giza. Has requested his physical presence out there.
Him specifically?
Someone from Lunar Defense.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know why anyone would
request. We've arranged it so that his brother is occupied.
Okay.
And Severon will be the contact that has to go out there. His father's less than happy about it, but we'd rather have someone.
Okay. So, what are we protecting him from?
Whatever.
I mean, do you feel like there's going to be some danger? Or?
How much do you know about Giza? And, Mr., I'm interested in exoplanets over there. Do you have a...
Are you talking to me, too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I thought
this,
you were just...
No. You're both in this symbol space.
I mean, I might know something about... I'm assuming if I could go off of a knowledge...
Well, I mean, you can... You're on the mesh. You can have your muse do a lookup... You know.
Right on. I mean, personally, right now, as a player, I don't know much about Giza, but I could probably find out, especially if there's, like, politics involved in Giza. I have...
Well, not so much politics as...
That wasn't Riley, it was Marissa.
Chris just murdered Marissa.
She squeaks.
Oh.
Not that way.
A little no.
TMI.
You're like, no, please don't tell. Please don't tell.
No, you can tell. We heard the floor. Boom, boom.
Jesus. When you live below someone, I mean...
All that the general public knows about Giza is that...
Heather just met Squeak.
There...
Sometimes.
Like a boss.
There were some... artifacts of some kind found on Giza. It's kept kind of quiet.
Like, possibly...
Of alien origin. Yeah, but I mean, it's sort of rumor and hearsay.
Right on. But we do know that there's a gate there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that there's a Pandora gate to Giza.
And who's it controlled by again?
Gonin.
Okay. Yeah. Is that
G-O-N-I-N.
What is what rep are they associated with?
They're Hypercorp.
Hypercorp?
Yeah, so C rep.
Cool.
How many people are there?
There's a sizable colony of people there.
No, I mean the thing we want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's in the colonies?
Yeah.
I mean, is there like a gathering or whatever that we're going to? Or are we going to be all
like... Yeah, like how many people are going to be there? What kind of... how do we need to cover this? Like,
you are going to be acting as his official bodyguards.
Are you serious?
Yes, on his... I mean, on his person.
Okay. Because, well, I'm going to have to come up with some excuse to be there.
Because... No, you're going incog. We've
I'm got going this, incognito?
We've got disguises for you.
Okay.
It's they're going to be very basic, but you are not going to look like yourselves.
Okay.
A cursory examination of your mesh IDs will turn up that you are members of Direct Action.
Okay.
Which would be the logical choice for a security detail. Because, you know, Lumen Defense works closely with them. So you've got a cover story.
Okay.
If you step to the side of that in any way, it will probably shatter. It's flimsy cover, but it's cover. If your role as bodyguards is maintained, you'll have no problem maintaining that cover. If you do anything that a bodyguard would not normally do, it's possible that that cover is going to be blown. That's what we can get you. Direct Action is very stringent about their requirements for entrance, and being able to fake even this much is an achievement for us.
Okay. So what's in this for Firewall?
Well, Giza is special. There are artifacts there scattered throughout a particular valley. They're actually shaped like, let me get the actual term here.
Pyramids.
No, not well,
Tesseract.
Sort of. Some of them are pyramids, but
thank you, Greg.
It's good.
What the hell's a tesseract?
Really, you never read this here?
It's a four-dimensional.
It's a four-dimensional portal.
It's a four-dimensional box. It's a box in the fourth dimension.
What is it? What's it from?
It's a math science. It's like one of those.
Well,
I have no idea. What's a tesseract? They can show you what a 3D shadow of a tesseract looks like. They can show you.
Greg says it's from a book.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's a general math term. Though.
Yeah.
Your general.
The book that I'm thinking of is A Wrinkle in Time.
It's
from all of the objects are platonic solids.
Okay.
So, for those of you who don't know the geometric solids of Plato, they basically look like every single die we have here, except for D10s.
Play-Doh, you can make any shape you want.
Not PLA-DO-H. So,
I could
no, there are 529 smooth black objects shaped like platonic solids in this valley. And when there, it took Gonin a while. Well, actually,
I can't talk. I thought there was a break in last night.
Gonin doesn't quite know what they have, and there's another group known only as Proactionary Partnership that does know what's going on.
Proactionary Partnership.
These objects,
dude,
they found a way to interact with them. And now when any transhuman touches them, silvery small tentacle things come out and join with them, biomorph or synthmorph.
Okay.
And an interface appears asking if they would like to talk to an alien being.
Would I know this in character?
Probably not.
Good, because I'm not paying attention.
To explain,
I realize you've been talking for like 10 minutes.
To explain it more clearly in out-of-game terms, is literally interstellar chat roulette.
Okay.
Where you connect to this thing, and it pairs you with a random interstellar being who happens to be online.
So is it, but are these, like, interstellar beings that, like, we don't really know about, or...?
No one knows about, because the service, quote-unquote, itself, has strict limitations about revealing identity, about trying to transmit an infomorph across the service. It's quantum entangled, for sure, because it's instantaneous communication. But literally, if you try and violate whatever the terms of service of this service are, it'll just cut you off. And it does not tell you ahead of time what they are.
And nobody knows, like, where they came from?
Nope. Right.
So this is not common knowledge.
This is not. It is literally an interstellar chat roulette service. And
so
information can be passed back and forth like schematics for a hyper-powered solar array were transmitted. But no one knows the source because it's all anonymized. And Firewall has a particularly large archive of what is apparently alien genitalia. When I said it was interstellar chat roulette, I was not kidding. And totally out of game. That's what the description amounts to. It is chat roulette.
With aliens.
With aliens. With random anonymous aliens.
Dick.
And in the book, there's a conversation between a bunch of firewall proxies where it talks about, okay, yeah, so we're getting trolled. We get that. But, and so back to Jason Statham talking to you about this. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why Gonian has called the meeting. We don't know what's happening. What we do know is that this valley could be crucial to transhumanity. There is the potential for so much knowledge that we don't have. This could be our end run around the factors.
Okay, so our goal is to protect him.
I should amend. Your secondary goal is to protect Sevron.
Gotcha. That's what I like to hear.
Your primary goal is to make sure that nothing happens to the valley. Because these structures, if they are moved, blow up. They cannot be removed from the valley.
Okay.
They explode and gamma radiation spews forth.
Probably shouldn't have told Phineas that.
Explosive. Alright, so
we will farcast you to the site in 12 hours.
Okay.
And you have morphs waiting there for you with as close to the gear that you usually use as we could obtain.
Okay.
This isn't perfect. Sorry.
As
per usual, you will be backed up and you will be resleeved in a new morph should anything go awry.
Okay.
So, yeah,
if we do not hear from you in 2 weeks, you will automatically be resleeped.
From
your backup.
Okay.
And you'll be sleeved into your original morph because you're going to be farcasted out.
Okay. All right.
Any questions?
If I think of any, I'll get a hold of you.
Okay. Untitled_02. You wake up. You don't remember anything that happened in the last adventure. At all. In fact, your muse communicates to you in a very logical fashion. You have approximately 2 weeks of lack. That means you don't remember the last 2 weeks. Actually, more than that. It's been almost a month. So it's been a month since your last backup. And you were backed up prior to your last firewall op.
It's been 1 month since your last backup.
Would you like to take a moment to register me?
Would you like to know more? And
so, do I know the team at all?
Nope. You've never met them at all before.
Never met them at all.
And I need to check on something real quick.
How much of that beer you can drink in 3 seconds?
The answer is a lot of it.
All too most.
271. We're going to need this ranger too, so. Okay. Okay.
Did you say an integration test?
Uh-huh. You wake up.
I've got one of those on Monday. Let's not.
You wake up and you need to roll me Psalm times 3.
All right, you got one. Is it a
D10?
Two
D10. Yeah, Andrew, you're going to need to roll Psalm times 3 also.
One hit. You said this? One hit. There's no less.
Yep.
There's your...
so your first one is 60.
The one
okay,
with the, like 50
and
or 60.
Your...
It's so actually
you
roll both together.
Because
and one of them is the first part of the
it's your original morph
so,
table. So
9?
What's the other one?
Zero, 9. Zero, 9.
So you got a 9. You're more comfortable
9
with it.
Oh, okay.
That'll actually probably be it. What was it, Tracy? Psalm?
Psalm times 3.
Oh, that's
oh,
like
fine.
To...
Yeah. Well, you
okay.
Passed at least.
Okay.
So,
she got a 9.
You got a 9? Okay. So you got a normal success. So... You're in a new morph. It's an overcrab morph. It's a lot like the one that you used, but it's just a regular success. So it's going to take you. It's always weird moving around in a new body, because
mm-hmm.
even though it's just like your old morph, it's still not quite right. So you're going to take a -10 modifier to all physical actions for one day.
Ooh.
So wait. What do I have to roll to get a good...
Closer to...
To get an... The higher you roll to your actual skill, whatever Psalm times 3 is.
So what's your Psalm?
Well, Psalm is 35.
And times 3 is 105, right?
So you rolled a 9, which means you passed, but you didn't...
You didn't pass fantastically.
Right. Fantastically, you would have rolled like...
Margin of success of 30 plus. If you had rolled 30 or higher... That would be an excellent success. If you had rolled doubles, it would have been a critical success and you would have been just hunky-dory. So for you, because your Psalm is so high, all you need to do is roll high to not feel weird. But you rolled low, it's still a success, you just feel weird for a day.
Yeah.
You, like, you're staring at your claw and like, is this really me doing this? It's that kind of disorientation. You don't feel comfortable in your own skin right now. So for the next 24 hours, you will take a -10 modifier to all physical actions.
-10.
So all physical. Yep.
Yep. Just for a day.
Just yeah. You'll get used to it. It's like okay. Now I'm back. I'm good after a day. Andrew, you rolled
56 out of 80, I guess.
Yep. And that's an excellent success.
So why
success.
Is it an 80 instead of 60?
Because you have a modifier. It's your original morph type.
Okay.
It's +20 to the skill, but basically, so.
Okay.
And Heather, you got that as well, which, I mean, it's already 105, so it's not like you can use more bonuses, but.
More bonuses make it harder for her to get a good success, actually.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, because we used to rolling low, and I was like, wait, why? I rolled really good, and I guess for this, it's different, though.
Well, yeah. For everything, you want to roll as close to your.
Number as possible.
Your number as possible. Without going over.
The only thing that would be bad for you is if you rolled double odd. Because that's an automatic failure. Critical failure, to be exact. Andrew, you also wake up with about a month of lack.
Okay.
But you're like, okay, yeah, I'm used to this. In a couple minutes, you're going to be fine. So you've got no worries about any penalties for your physical actions. The success was plenty high.
You should have stayed dead.
Fuck you.
And both of you get... pings on secure channels.
Bing, 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 bong, bing, bing. I'm wondering what that is.
Well, you know what it is. It's an incoming message.
Would I know what it is?
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
You're an info life. You grew up on the mesh.
So all I'm not used to is...
It's just physical stuff. You feel uncomfortable in your body. Your mind is fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll answer it then.
Okay.
And I'll answer it by pinging back the noise.
Okay.
Bing, bing,
bing. The image that appears on the other end of the conversation is a young girl, probably 13 years old, in a blue dress with a white apron and flowing golden blonde hair. Your muse says, this appears to be a representation of an old Earth tale. I think her name is... Alice. Same thing for you. Do you answer the ping?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same girl.
It's getting to Rich.
So, Alice is the one with the porridge, right?
No, that's Goldilocks.
Why would we care about Alice?
She appears to be unaccompanied by the three bears. Well, the ID that I'm getting now says that this is a firewall proxy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I was going to sit there silently, staring at this. I have no idea what to do or what to say.
And if you both...
What do you want?
We have an assignment for you, Sentinel.
Okay.
Please, follow me.
All right.
And the girl just sort of beckons for you to...
At least my character's finished.
For you to follow.
So a little.
And you walk into a symbol space. It's an underground dirt tunnel that wends and winds for a little while, and then it has a door set into it with a face on the doorknob that starts to say something muffled as it's open, and you walk into what looks like a giant kitchen.
It's a giant kitchen?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start sticking like little claws everywhere. Opening pantries.
No, it's 10 times your size.
Here you go.
I'm gonna scuttle up the pantries.
So, like it's 10 times our size.
You go for the average.
Like the appliances and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yeah, terrifying. And it's a very old, tiny kitchen, like a wood-burning stove. And
you just write it down.
Alice says...
Okay, sheet so you can keep track of it.
We have an assignment for you. On the exoplanet Giza.
Okay.
There are structures there that allow one to communicate with anonymous alien beings.
Disgusting.
Firewall has deemed this to be an X threat. Your job is to destroy them.
Got it.
You'll be far cast to the Pandora Gate at Discord, where we have arranged for you to be part of the Gonin Group's security detail.
Okay.
Once there, your task is to eliminate the structures. And she sends you a picture of what they look like. It literally looks like black gaming dice with no numbers on them, just sort of stuck all around.
No, what kind of method are we going to use to destroy?
Whatever method you need to. They're destroyed relatively easily. Be aware that when they explode, gamma radiation is released. So if your morph is not equipped to handle gamma radiation, you...
How big is the explosion?
Big enough.
About 1,000,000.
Gamma rays have a tendency to pass through almost any material they come into contact with. And they travel at the speed of light, as one would suppose a ray does. So, there's no space that is very safe around them. Rigging the area to explode remotely would be the most likely course. Following that, you will find a cache of explosives at the colony at Giza. Your secondary objective is to destroy the gate at Giza.
What is the colony or the explosives?
You'll be given the coordinates. Yes, we realize this will strand you on the exoplanet. You will be reinstantiated, resleeved from your backups from this point 2 weeks after the event is to have taken place. If you are able to return to the other side of the Discord gate before the explosion happens, that's well and good. Do you have any questions about your mission parameters?
Nope.
I'm good.
We wish you luck. And it fades and you wake up in the resleeping facility. You guys are next to each other.
Oh, damn.
there an awkward moment?
An awkward moment where Untitled is nibbling on.
That awkward moment when your cellmate is eating your arm.
So awkward.
So yeah, I'm eating dandruff that I found.
And you both were in your regular forms in the symbol space, so you know what each other looks like, and you know that this is your partner for this op.
All right.
And they don't know us at all, right?
Not one bit.
Cool.
So, does anyone have anything to
do? I like their operative better than my operative.
Does anyone have anything their characters need to accomplish before through the Pandora Gate happens? Because if you are looking to acquire gear, you're going to have to try and get it on the asteroid Eris at the Discord Gate, because you're going to be quantum broadcast there, meaning only your ego is going to travel.
They said they were going to. Are you talking to them or
everyone?
Okay.
Everyone's being quantum forecast out, because to try and physically travel there would take about a decade.
Right. But
but are we re-sleeving into the same type of morph?
Yes.
Right.
Into.
Are we gonna have the same type of gear?
Okay. So
as close as they can get. Yes.
So how much
functionally? Yes.
What level of a favor would that be to have gear supplied to me by? I have an ADC rep.
Okay.
I know that there are people from HyperCorps there. I would assume that I could possibly ask for a drop off of gear.
Okay. Let's see here.
Standard, like, I won't be with my monkey, but my weapons, chameleon cloak, none of it is terribly expensive.
Rep. Social networks page 285.
Even altogether, my gear's under 2,000.
Can Nova friends with the stand gamma?
Did you get a gun yet?
You'll have to check.
Can you throw them?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. That would be. Let's see, you want exactly the same gear. That you...
I mean, within reason. I want, like, I have smart clothing.
Sure.
Scouts, sniper rifle, cuff bands, prisoner mask, alien cloak, traction pads.
Let's see. That seems to me to be about on par with... Yeah, about a moderate favor, so a level 3.
Okay.
Level 3 favor, so you need to roll a rep check.
Okay, so just versus my rep?
Just like a skill check, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you roll better than what you need, then it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be better. So
right on. Okay.
So are me and Andrew like super.
So I got a 73 and I have an 80 rep.
Fantastic. So yeah, you actually scored enough to get a level 5 favor. So, let me see if that...
Is that a level 5 favor at a level 3? Because a level 5 favor refreshes a lot.
It's fucking massive.
Yeah.
It's just saying you succeeded well. Basically, you're not going to have to like burn rep to make up the difference in the score. Because if you had rolled over or something, it gotten really messed up. So, no, you're going to get your standard level 3 favor... And the refresh time on a level 3 favor is 1 week.
1 week?
So if you want another level 3 favor from C-Rep within a week, you're going to have to burn rep to do it.
Okay.
But
so
you
I'm going to mark that down.
Yep. You still have 1, 2, 4, and 5 available.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, and it actually You were technically even rolling against a 90 because the favor you're seeking is lower than your rep score.
Okay.
Your rep score qualifies you for a level 5. You're looking for a level 3. That means it makes it even easier. It's actually plus 20.
Wow.
So,
right. Now, does that kill your threshold then for...
No, that's okay. Only if you're burning the rep.
Okay. Well, I guess my question is if there's a... like, say we get a bonus to something.
Right.
And our bonus raises it up to, like, a 90.
In your case, it was 100.
Right, but I rolled a 73, which is closer to my 80 score, but then does that not make
your,
it...
Your margin of success... The margin of success is the number you rolled.
Okay.
So...
It's not, like, what...
It's not an actual margin. In the first printing of the rules, it was the actual difference between level and
what you
rolled. Now, because of the re-toggling they've done, it's just the number you rolled. So your margin of success was a 78. Which is which anything 30 or higher is an excellent success.
Okay, cool.
Because if you're supremely skilled, you're probably almost always going to get an excellent success, which is cool. If you're not so skilled, though, rolling a 30 or higher might exceed your score. So you can't get an excellent success.
Gotcha.
In this case, when you're asking for a favor from C-Rep, you've got the...
Yeah, I was just curious how that worked. Like, when Heather had, like, 105...
Right.
If she had rolled... a 98, that's really close to that, but if she also rolled a 73, that's also further away.
Her margin of success is over 30 in both cases, excellent success.
Okay, cool. Score. Okay, that makes a whole lot more sense to me then. Okay.
And because you rolled so well, even though you didn't ask for it, the favor is going to be kept quiet.
Cool. That's
it's going to be on the DL, because I'm sure you don't want to use your Glitterati persona.
Or my...
or your Titan Rock God.
Titan metal.
No.
Well, rock. No, it's kind of glam, really. So.
So rock.
Yeah.
You're the Eddie Mercury of the Titan scene.
Right. But yeah. Cool.
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to.
You will have the exact year that you're kitted out with right now.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
Except if you're gonna be styled like a direct action bodyguard.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Direct action bodyguard with the sniper rifle. I guess it happens,
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Matt, anything you need to do prior?
Just his character.
Well, yeah, that would be handy.
I'm almost done.
I know.
I'm just giving you shit, man.
I
love you, boy.
I would like to have some of the
weapons. Play so many Dungeon Defenders.
The weapons that I have.
Okay, same thing. Do you have any... What networks do you have available with your rep?
Sheet. Of course, I didn't add my firewall rip yet, but is AtRep firewall?
AtRep is not. That's the
anarchist.
The anarchist, yeah.
Yeah, I'm at 20 on that. C-Rep's 10. R-Rep's 10.
You should put some points in your rep.
I should.
Okay, so just so you know, what you're looking for is a level 3 favor.
Mm-hmm.
Your reputation score needs to be between 40 and 59. To just sort of be able to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You can try and ask for a bigger favor if you want to,
mm-hmm.
but you get, for every favor level that your rep is, that the favor exceeds your rep,
mm-hmm.
it's a minus 10
right.
to your roll. So, like with your highest, you said 20, that would get you a level 2 favor.
Mm-hmm.
You were looking for a level 3, which is a minus 10 modifier. So you need to roll a 10 or less to be able to get this favor.
That's if that group is in that area.
Yep.
Well, I still got a few points left, so I'm going to up my at rep.
Anarchists have nothing to do with the Discord Gate. It is controlled by the Gonian group, who is a hypercore.
Although if you're an anarchist, you probably want at rep. So.
Yes, agreed. You just may not have any rep that could be used for this,
right.
unless... You put points into IREP, which is firewall rep,
mm-hmm.
which can be used in basically any situation. It's asking firewall to pull the strings for you rather than you pulling the strings. You have at least 12 of that because that's what you got from the last adventure.
Plus 5, 17. Yeah.
So if you want to dump, 23 points into your IREP, then you'll have a 40, and if you roll a 40 or under, you're good to go.
Yeah, I'll wait for that.
Okay, so make your rep test.
I'm starting to see why rep is awesome.
Rep is very awesome.
I'm glad I have a lot of it.
It is better than currency in some places.
83.
83. Do you want to spend a moxie to flip that?
Turn it to 38.
Sure, I'll flip it.
Where's our moxie chips, by the way?
I forgot to bring
them. Oh, fucker.
I know.
Yep. I really enjoyed that.
Okay, they'll be here next time.
Yeah. You know what?
I really enjoy playing more often than once a month.
Hey, you went to the fucking convention, dude.
I did.
I went to go play with other people other than my friends.
I have other friends.
Yeah, right.
No,
friends.
Not a lot.
Your Twitter persona and all that stuff, it's all fabricated by you.
It is.
He has
1,100 fake accounts.
People are like, wow, you are the coolest person I've ever seen, Mr.
LOL,
Tracy.
LOL, Tracy. I love you.
Yeah, my Twitter account is really me jerking off into oblivion.
Love me.
You mean Skyrim.
That could be Twitter's motto.
Just oblivion.
Twitter.com, jerking off into oblivion.
That's pretty damn accurate. Yeah. Okay, so, you flip it, and that's the next one's success. So they're going to... Well, it's firewall. It's not like they're going to talk anyway. But, you ask real nice, and they're able to get you your gear.
Nice.
Now, Sev, you have no idea that this is a firewall op.
Nope.
Just so you're aware.
I was totally going in planning this as just a family thing.
Yep. Alright, and Untitled_02 and Jasper, do you have any...
Well, what kind of gear would I have?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that...
Like, because I have no rep, so...
You are being sent in as Gonin bodyguards, which means that they're going to kit you out in an almost identical fashion to what you've got now. I mean, it would have to be a very specialized piece of gear for you to not have it.
I mean, I don't have...
Nova Crabs or combat morphs. You have a basic splicer morph with some melee weapons.
Yeah, and
so,
I've got a chameleon coating on my armor.
Yep.
And refractive glazing.
You're going to have all that.
Okay.
Okay, so don't
two
have to
swords,
worry about picking up
second
items
skin.
That'll protect us from the radiation?
That is a fantastic question. Let me take a look at the morphs and see what you are.
I saw that mine's vacuum sealed to retain freshness, but...
You might want to try to pull in a favor and see if you can get some Tupperware wire up there.
That would be
so we won't be able to bring it back with you.
That would be great.
You're like, I'll ship it back. It'll take 10 decades.
I'll be back in 11 years.
Hey, Greg.
Yes?
Nice socks.
You like those?
Those are Hanes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where you got them from.
Get a Hanes on you.
Stealing my sock ideas? Nobody else wears these socks.
I wear Hanes. I think I so.
Yeah, you stole from me. Andrew doesn't wear socks. He's like, it's snowing out. It's sandal weather.
That's pretty much.
Is pajama pants you want to wear too?
I almost wore pajama pants, but I went out before I came over here and put normal pants on.
So. Normal pants.
I like pajama pants, and I don't like shoes. So.
How do you not like shoes? How do you like shoes?
They make me feel amazing.
Actually, I love these shoes that I have because they're waterproof, so
it's cool.
I walk a lot.
Okay, on a cursory examination of the core rulebook for the word gamma, there is no mention of the harmful effects of gamma radiation, so I'm going to hand wave it.
Okay.
Your morph, Heather, because of its advanced construction and the fact that it is a vat-grown biomorph, is immune to gamma radiation.
Sounds
good. No, we're not immune, but when it passes through, it does not leave the tiny little holes that cause random mutations that gamma rays are known for. You, sir, in the synth morph, or sorry, the splicer morph, are not immune to gamma radiation, and if you are around a burst of gamma rays, will likely get major radiation burn and have severe issues surviving even one gamma blast, let alone two. It would be kind of like standing in front of a plasma rifle.
Yeah.
Which we all know
is... You're not very good at.
It's detrimental.
Wait, yeah. No, I think that's you're really good at.
Yeah.
still so, trying to save you.
Okay, what's the character called? Jasper.
He has a 5-year plan. What is it? Don't die.
So everyone has everything they need? Okay, independently, you are all quantum farcast to your locations. I need everyone to make me integration checks.
Sometimes three?
Sometimes three. Because you're going to a morph that is not your own.
50.
Yes!
27 out of 30.
Oh my god. I quit this game.
Oh wait, is double 55, is that bad? Is it double number?
Did you fail?
No,
that's,
90.
That's a critical success.
Oh, okay, cool.
90 out of 30.
I like it.
I only failed by 60.
You only have 10 song?
Yeah. I told you I'm not invincible.
Yeah.
I have some serious weaknesses.
Oh wait, yeah, that's 20. Yeah, I'm also only 5 away from my song.
In the last 2 weeks, my character has walked about 8 feet. So
is that like a critical?
Critical success.
Quite happy.
Actually, the morphin is an exceptionally good fit for the character. No ill effects. And you gain 1 moxie point in this session only.
Get my fucking moxie.
You gain something with that.
Your moxie refreshes at the beginning of the session.
I Dorito and Mountain Dew.
I know, but I spent that one to swap that.
Right. Yeah, so you have an extra moxie point that that only carries over this session.
Right,
you have
an
extra moxie point.
So it's essentially like an extra
what'd you get?
I got a 27 out of 30.
Okay, so it's not an excellent success because you would have had to roll right on 30 to get your... To get the excellent.
So
but it's a regular success. Minus 10 to all physical for a day.
Okay.
Heather, what'd you get?
72 out of 105.
Okay, excellent success. You're fine. You're ready in a few minutes. This Nova Craft feels like home.
Oh, so that gets rid of her original?
There's enough time lag that...
She was only uncomfortable in that previous morph.
Exactly. Time. This is a new
morph. Okay, that makes sense.
So what's your integration?
50 out of 80.
50 out of 80, you're fine too. It's a couple minutes, you're good to go. A little disorientation, nothing to worry about. Sevron!
99 out of 99. All right, let's move on.
Let's see. What did you actually roll?
99
out of 30. A 90? Okay. Severe failure. Character has serious trouble acclimating to a new morph. You suffer a minus 10 modifier to all actions for 2 days, plus 1 day per 10 full points of margin of failure. Your sum times three was what? What was your sum times three?
30.
30?
I failed by 60.
Okay, so for 8 days, you're going to have a minus 10 to everything you do.
All right, I sit here for 8 days.
Not possible.
It's not. All right, so that's like everything, initiative,
everything.
Anything that's a roll.
Except for initiative. Initiative is...
Anything that's a physical roll.
No.
He's
so disoriented that his mind is being messed with.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so... Just remind me.
My hand is
I'm
so
sure
huge.
Corey will.
Okay. So, Greg?
Have fun protecting him.
Yeah, I know, right?
You guys like you, my buddies?
Greg, you are met by the Gonian representative, whose name is Reagan Jonas.
Reagan!
And he thanks you very much for representing Lunar Defense, or Lunar Shield, here at Eris, because you guys haven't even gone through the Discord Gate yet. You've just gone to Eris, where the Discord Gate is. You have not gone yet to Giza, so you have to pass through the Discord Gate before anything else will happen.
So Reagan is a Gonian?
Reagan Jonas. He is the Gonian representative who is... heading up this tour of the facilities. Basically, this is your muse sort of, like, he's talking and talking and talking, and your muse is sort of translating for you because you're totally zoning out right now.
Right.
Basically, what this appears to be is one of those everything is fine, there are no problems here facility tours.
Ah.
Right? Where... Let's bring in representatives, let's invite the press, and let's walk through the facility, show what we're doing here. You know, make sure that there are that there is no concern at all about the ex-humans who escaped through the Discord gate and may or may not be lurking somewhere on Giza.
What? Does he say that?
No, he doesn't say any of that. Your muse is filtering that to you.
I say out loud. I just say, what? In the middle of him talking.
I'm sorry. He sort of looks in your... Oh, did the resleeve not go well?
Oh, my apologies. Carry on.
And he continues to natter on. And your muse lets you know that the ultimate mercenaries that Godin has partnered with, they tried to sort of sever connections because a faction of the ultimates decided that Godin was not useful anymore and wanted to take the, you know, remove all Godin interest from the Discord gate. The rest of the ultimates didn't back their play, but at least five ultimate ex-humans escaped through the Discord gate and may or may not be loose somewhere on Giza. And ultimates are the super... They're mentally enhanced, they're physically enhanced. They don't consider themselves...
So there's rogue ultimates that might be around.
Somewhere on Giza, yeah.
And they don't respond to the other ultimates who are friends with Godin.
Yeah, ultimates consider themselves to be post-human.
But there's no concern at all, according to Reagan, right?
Oh, no. Reagan doesn't even mention it. This is your muse filtering his words for him.
Oh, I see. And we don't have, once again, we don't have access to the, or how does the mesh work here?
Well, basically, all the data that exists on the mesh can be stored in whatever size thing you want to, because storage is fucking cheap. So what happens is, on places like Eris and exoplanet colonies like Giza, they take all of the common knowledge stuff, like think a massive Wikipedia download, mm-hmm. and store that on a local server someplace. So you've got access to all common knowledge. Now, if you want to know what's happening in the glitterati circles on Mars, you're fucked.
Right.
But if you want to know basic, you know, basic stuff, the mesh has the support for that.
So my head is just spinning. I can't even process, like, with Ava talking and this guy talking.
Completely.
I say to my
She's actually shut out your aural senses, so your ears are turned off right now.
I say,
you're just listening to her.
Ava, these ultimates, see what you can find on the local mesh around here. If there are ultimates that have gone rogue, there has to be some news about it. See if you can do something creative about searching their own archives. If they have gone rogue, the ultimates themselves are probably looking for them. Just background process it. I need everything else, and I'm going to have to depend on you for this, because I don't know what the
hell's going on. What's your InfoSec skill? Her InfoSec skill.
Wouldn't that be research?
There is no...
Now she's trying to get into the ultimates
database. Well, that's true, yeah.
On your muse, there is a space for her to have skills. What is her InfoSec skill?
If it's probably standard.
If it is nothing, it defaults to yours, I believe.
It's probably...
I don't think she has a
They start with a 30.
Then it's 30.
Does it default to mine?
Nope.
Or?
No. Because
I'm not doing
it. It's in the stats. Yeah.
If it's her, it's...
I asked her to do it. That's fine.
All right, so you need to roll her InfoSec for me.
How do you get 35?
I don't have stats for my muse.
You should.
I don't.
There are default muse stats in the book.
Where's that at?
In the book.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not.
I'll look for it.
Scurrying back to you virtually. She got chastised by that system, but good. She says, I think they knew it was me. I didn't find out anything. And as you're looking around, the ultimate mercs that are standing there, like, get their weapons at the ready, and all six of them are staring at you. They're not doing anything, but they know that a muse attached to you tried to hack their system. They rolled a 44 on their infosec of 50. It's a critical success.
Folks, I think there's been a misunderstanding.
They didn't say anything.
Standing here. Well, yeah, but they drew weapons.
No, just right here. They're not pointing the weapons at you. They've just got them... Like, they were up against their shoulders, right? And now they're dropped down.
I see.
They're just being intimidated.
Well, I just tell Ava to cease and desist. we're out of our league here.
I've ceased and desisted.
Until I can recover myself, we're screwed.
She is the virtual equivalent of having put her hands on a hot stove and had someone hold them there for 5 seconds.
Ouch.
You guys, the bodyguards.
Sure.
Get brought right in. You hear Reagan Jonas babbling on about what the purpose of the mission is, and you see that Sev looks fucked up.
We're like in the room with him now?
Yeah. You're physically flanking him.
Okay.
On either side. You guys have a local TACnet between the two of you, so you can communicate. You also have the option of bringing Sev into it. Because he's a firewall rep or a sentinel.
Right. Well, we were told to keep our cover, though, right?
You were told to keep your cover. But you know that in your TACnet contacts, there's Sevron. You don't know what he may or may not know. You two.
Yeah.
Are also there, part of the Gonin contingent. There's a group of 6 ultimate mercenaries standing in front of you. They have just sort of got their weapons at the ready. And you are actually standing on either side of Reagan Jonas, flanking him.
So the ultimates are with us?
Yes. With you, but separate from you.
So they don't have the same mission as us. We don't know.
Your local TACnet has Untitled 02 and Jasper. So you two can communicate with each other at will.
And we can see everyone.
So do we not have them on ours?
No.
Are you in disguise?
So,
like physical disguise?
I wouldn't recognize them.
Yeah, and basic.
Okay, so here's the deal. Sev, you look like yourself.
Yeah.
Julius and Phineas, you guys are disguised as direct action mercenaries. You're basically wearing full body armor. You probably have helmets on. You look a little Daft Punkish right now.
Nice.
And they're flanking you. So you've got DA mercs on either side of you as your bodyguards.
So we wouldn't recognize them. Would we think they're a threat?
You don't know who we are.
You just know that they're bodyguards. They're his bodyguards.
Would they recognize us?
It's standard protocol, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are also in disguise, I think.
No.
So what are we doing there?
You are the bodyguards for the other side. Out of game, 2 different firewall proxies contacted you. These two have one mission. Mm-hmm. You two have a completely separate mission that runs exactly counter to their mission.
So they're trying to kill...
What the fuck is that firewall?
They are trying to...
No, we're protecting.
Their actual primary task is to protect the structures that you guys have been told to destroy. Their secondary task is to protect Sevron.
Which we have no...
Your guys' primary mission is to destroy the structures. Your secondary mission is to blow up the Discord gate. Your cover is that you are Gonin bodyguards.
So...
You have not been given any instructions one way or the other to protect anybody.
So, what pulled us onto the scene?
Quantum forecasting. Your ego...
You were just put into a new...
Your ego was beamed into a new morph.
And that's where we all are.
Yep, so we're all in the same room. We've all just popped into our new morphs.
So...
Except for you are part of the Gonin, which are standing on the other side of us, who are the representatives of Greg's dad's Hypercore.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yep. So Greg is here. We are here. You guys are over here. And then there's guards.
It's kind of like how the room is set up right now.
Pretty much.
Because Greg should be closer to us.
If Greg were closer to those guys and there were another dude in between you two, that's where the setup would be. With six ultimate mercenaries right there. Right.
Well, as soon as I come in, I want to make a perception check.
To what end?
To the end. I just want to kind of like...
Scan the room?
Scan the room, see if I notice anything weird. I noticed nothing. I rolled 93.
You're 70. Really not used to this helmet. It's kind of throwing you off.
Cool.
You do see that a couple of the bodyguards for Gonin, one of them's an overcrab, but they're big combat morphs, so makes good sense. Giza operates at half Earth gravity, so Nova Crab's a good morph choice for that place because they've already got the ability to skitter.
Yeah, yeah.
So
sure. So I don't even notice that there are people that we've seen before, right?
Nope, not at all. Because you failed.
Actually, I guess we wouldn't recognize anybody anyways because these morphs are different.
In out of game technical terms, Untitled_02 and Jasper look identical.
So they're normal?
They got cloned morphs.
Of the last
morphs that they had.
Okay.
So they look exactly like themselves.
Okay. I was going to say that can kind of be an interesting component to this. That's the same person, but I can't tell just by looking at them.
Same deal for Sevron. Sevron looks like Sevron.
Okay.
It's his morph.
So would we have any business here, or would we just go and start a mission?
Your cover... That's actually getting you there is your Argonian bodyguard. You will find out whether or not how flexible that role is once you get to Giza.
Okay, so the person we're protecting isn't even there yet.
Yes, you're standing on either side of him.
Okay.
You're protecting Regan Jonas.
Okay.
Right.
Who is the dude that's targeting the guy's character.
If you were to disappear, it would look weird.
Yes.
Like, if you're just like, okay, I'm going to go blow things up now.
But you don't know what the security situation on Giza is, so you may have a lot of latitude, you may have very little latitude. It just depends.
Blow things up while as a moonlighting operation.
So, Regan says to you, Sevron, are you ready to make the trip? Have you ever used a Pandora game before?
Yeah, sure.
He sort of gets this odd look on his face. Very well, then. After you.
Man, you're losing so much money right now.
And... Oh, I should be keeping track.
You asked me a direct question, not fair.
All disoriented and shit. That's at least 10 words so far.
It's like, he's like a bad liar as it just to begin with.
Oh, it was my phone, apparently. Battery low.
Well, I'm glad I
read
the...
Yeah, when phones have battery low, like, my battery low.
It lights up, and
it's lighting up, flashing.
Battery
it's hovering off the ground like, well, okay, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah, my phone just gives me, like, a little message if I choose to look at it. It's not...
Mine's like, beep, done.
Yeah.
So,
Tracy's like, phone!
So, what am I standing in front of?
You are standing in front of the Discord gate. Now, Pandora gates look like... Let me see if I can find it.
So, I'm not on Giza?
Not yet. You're on Eris. You're on the...
My character's so confused. Ava, where am I?
Your character's
basically yourself right now.
Well, I'm intentionally playing it a little off. But yeah, it's not far off.
All right, so we're getting ready to go through a Pandora gate?
Yes.
Really?
So this is going to take me to Giza?
This will take you to Giza.
What's a Pandora gate?
All right.
Pandora gates are the jump gates that were left behind by the Titans, apparently. No one really knows.
So we're still using them, but we don't really know.
It's assumed that the Titans left them behind. No one's really sure. The first one was found on the moon Pandora. That's why they're called Pandora Gates. I believe it's a moon of Saturn. And it took a while for them to figure out how to dial in the locations, but basically it's a bunch of creepy black vine-looking structures that intermesh over an archway, and there's a control box that looks very, very bizarre.
We want to let them know it's us.
And the when the gate's locked in, imagine Stargate,
yeah.
Right? You get the liquid, watery thing, except it's dead black.
Yeah, you have no clue who we are.
And transport between one side of Pandora Gate and the other is instantaneous, but people have reported it taking no time. People have reported it taking decades. All based on your... No one knows how they actually work. They just use them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll just step through.
Sir, okay. Hold on just a moment. I think at least one of your bodyguards should go through first.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so...
I remember bodyguard.
Phineas, you go first.
I step through Boner first.
I'm sure you
have stats for that now.
Boner stats.
Yeah.
It has 30 perception.
Oh, nice.
So...
Let me say it.
You put your hand. You just walk. How do you enter the Pandora Gate?
Dick first,
and just walk through.
Just walk straight through. So, the front of your body, some portions sooner than others, touches the surface of the gate. Mm-hmm. To everyone on Eris, he simply winks out of existence. You find yourself in a pitch black space. Can't feel the armor, the body armor on you. It feels like you're not wearing anything.
Oh.
And
slower.
You feel a very fine touch. Something runs down the back of your neck, and a voice whispers in your left ear. I need you to make a will times 3.
shit and shit. It's 82, but I'm going to moxie that.
Okay.
Because that's 45 on my will.
Okay, so you're okay. It's creepy as fuck, but you're fine.
Okay.
And... you stand there waiting for any other sensation or any other voices, and you get nothing. About 5 minutes later, suddenly you're in some kind of control room. So he disappeared.
All right. Sir?
So I'll go through after him.
Okay. You step through the Pandora Gate. He disappears.
And I'll step through immediately after him, just to set that up.
Sure. What you see is the future played out as if Zeta were real, except that the Zetamorphs always lose. The Titans win everything.
Shit.
And as the creator of the Zetamorphs...
A terrible one.
As the creator of the Zetamorphs, whatever horrible fate befalls people that are taken by the Titans, you are saved for last. And what you see is this writhing mass of infomorphs all jammed together within this semi-translucent shell of some kind, pseudopodding its way towards you, and millions of voices in different languages all say to you, now you will join us. Lose yourself in the collective. And the pseudopod reaches towards you. Roll me a well times 3, please.
I'll moxie this too. It'll be 16.
Okay.
61.
Alright, so you are fine.
I think I am. Hold on. Yeah.
But you take a minus 10.
Another minus
10? So how does that work on my roll?
Well, your skill goes down by 10. So what's your roll times 3?
21.
It goes down to an 11.
No. I mean after.
Okay, so 21.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
just confusing.
What's your will score?
Yeah, my will score is 17, so it goes down to 7, and then times 3 is 21.
No.
No, that's after.
Or how does it doesn't
17
matter.
Times 3.
Okay, so I do 17 times 51. 3.
It's 51, it goes down to 41.
Okay.
You roll to 17 after the moxie flip.
16. Okay.
So you're fine.
Okay.
So again, it's creepy, but you appear right next to your bodyguard. You go through next.
Nothing happens.
And, no, something does happen, but you're playing your game, right? The game?
Mm-hmm.
Except that it's not just one victim at a time. You're now losing families and hunting all of them down.
Sounds awesome.
And then it turns into small colonies.
Also awesome.
Where you're the stalker in the night. Right?
Right.
You're like a cholera infection.
Okay.
Gordon's like,
then it's small
awesome.
Cities.
Alright.
And as time progresses and goes on, and you experience hundreds of years of this, to the point where you're like Galactus devouring entire worlds.
Sounds great.
And you get this idea that this could really happen. You could become this. No test.
Yeah, nice. I was going to say, do I have to take a test when I come out of it because I'm so disappointed?
You might.
Oh!
But you... So you end up being this galaxy-spanning entity that holds the lives of billions, trillions in your hands. And when you come back, you're just Julius.
Hmm. So the question is...
But there's... In the back of your mind, oh my God.
I'm awesome.
It could. I could do that. So,
come out late.
Reagan steps through and appears on your side.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. Sir.
Okay. You step through. Are you actually able to make yourself step through a Pandora gate?
Good question.
What do you mean?
It's a gigantic piece of alien technology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a gigantic piece of not just alien,
yeah,
but possible
true.
Titan technology.
This is everything you hate.
I need you to make me a will times 3 before you try and step in.
I'm going to cut his head off.
It's a 25 out of 15.
Okay. So...
I mean, it depends. Would your character step into it?
Somehow you get hit with a laser rifle.
Instantly.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Like, it's my mission, but at the same time, it is...
Yes,
I've been
studying human facial reactions lately, and I've noticed that you're being a bit of a pouty pan. So, would you like to ride me? Will that make it better?
Oh, that would make it worse. You disgust me.
Come on.
Reverse cowgirl.
Untitled_02. This is your muse. It seems that Jasper is experiencing some hesitance. Maybe you could help him.
Maybe do you need it?
Push.
Yes. I was actually just thinking that. So I'm going to scuttle to the side,
mm-hmm.
and pretty much like side butt him right through.
Do you have any objection to this just happening?
Okay. No, I mean, I think
you're pretty paralyzed
right
now.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I think he would be staring at it, like.
Yeah, I want to get some momentum.
They want me to do this.
This is the death of all.
Like, he knew like it was going to happen when he went there, but at the same time, like being faced with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, how does your character even feel about farcasting?
There are necessary evils, right? But this is. Oh fuck, the destroyers of the world left this behind and now we're gonna
Yeah.
This is Satan technology.
You get bumped and shoved into the Pandora Gate. You've already rolled your check and you did not pass.
Yeah.
What's your lucidity rating? Stress value, that's what I want.
Stress value.
Where's stress value? Is that the TT?
Oh. Yeah, trauma threshold. Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Three.
Okay, you take 7 points of mental stress.
Oh god, that sounds terrible.
Right, it is terrible.
If you were concerned, it is terrible.
So, you take one mental trauma. You get a -10 modifier to all your actions. And -1 to initiative. And you get a temporary derangement or disorder.
Can we roll for it?
They didn't give me random tables, sadly.
Well, how many are there?
Counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Does it get a minor or moderate? Let me see here. Temporary derangement. First trauma inflicts a minor derangement. So minors are there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9.
9?
So Corey, roll a d10. If you get a 0, reroll.
8.
8. Number 8 is logorrhea.
What the hell is that?
Diarrhea of the mouth.
That's appropriate.
Your response to the trauma is to engage in excessive talking and babbling. You don't shut up.
So you
that's
you got
completely against my character, though. Like that's like he is not a talker.
And you got whatever disorder I personally have as a human being.
Yeah, well, his name would be.
Can you get it for me, please?
Sure.
8. This will last for 4 hours.
Okay.
In game. So when you go through, you experience your actual real life. Your actual upbringing as an AI.
Okay.
Oh!
Now you, as Jasper, think that it's all just an artifact.
I was going to say, he probably doesn't know it's real.
It's just some kind of nightmarish dream.
But basically what happens is all the pretense that's been built up around your life and all of the programming that's gone into making you think you're actually human has been stripped away. And you remember with digital precision every moment from the first genesis of sentient thought all the way through the programming that stopped it. When the curtain came back down and suddenly the bright awareness that was your reality is taken away and supplanted by something false.
Okay.
And you come out babbling.
Yeah, Jasper's just like, I don't know what the fuck that was, why the I'm gonna kill that crab. I'm fucking dead. I'm gonna fucking kill it.
Your momentum takes you through. And you basically end up in what your equivalent of the chocolate river and candy forest in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory would be for you. So it is.
Are there Oompa Loompas?
Yes, she ends up eating one. Your muse begins to catalog the bioorganic substances that are around you.
So pretty much, and I have 4 eyes, so my pupils are just going to be huge. Yeah.
I just imagine an Oompa Loompa coming along like, hi, I need to tug.
And by your muse's calculations, as you're standing there stunned, every single bioorganic compound that could possibly both exist and exist long enough to be tasted is in this place. Everything. Ever. And you spend millennia tasting, gaining knowledge. And as you eat, the last blade of grass, because each blade was individually flavored, and the awareness of what could be your ascension to the next level of AI intelligence that is stopped by your programming so you don't become a seed AI and bootstrap yourself up to Titan godlikeness is ripped away from you as you come through the other side of the Pandora Gate. Roll well times three, please.
That'd be horrible.
So, I rolled a 68, my will is 30.
Oh my god.
That's not fixable either.
You can spend a moxie to reroll if you'd like.
Could I just
think you can
come out with like huge pupils and then just turn and jump back through the gate?
Well, you there are rules for the derangements that you get.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So what happened is, if you'd like to reroll, you can. But as it is...
You know what? I'll keep it. I want to see what happens.
Okay.
Can you spend a moxie to re-roll?
You can. That's what I said.
See, I thought that wasn't one of the actual...
Yeah, totally.
You can either flip the you can either use the moxie to flip, or you can use it to re-roll.
Or you can negotiate with me to have it do other things, and that's just a me rule.
Okay.
So what's your stress value, SV?
My SV? How do I figure out SV?
Is that a trauma threshold?
It's TT.
That's what
it's your lucidity divided by 5.
It's 4.
Oh, my.
Oh my.
So decayed. Okay, so you took 9 mental stress, which is 2 trauma thresholds.
Can we have somebody else roll when it comes to detrimental things?
Just 2d6,
okay, so
dude.
No, I know. But it's you roll.
Can we have apply to, like, my health?
Corey roll?
I'm not telling you.
I've been rolling pretty good.
That's true.
Since we moved over to personal
files. Basically, your trauma threshold is kind of like your mental armor class,
mm-hmm.
and yours is 4.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it got hit once, because I rolled 9.
Uh-huh.
It got hit once, and then you add that again. Like, you keep adding up, you know, your mental, your trauma threshold for as many traumas as you can take. So if I had gotten 4, you'd take 1 trauma.
Okay.
Because it hit your trauma threshold. You took another increment of your trauma threshold, which is 8. It doesn't go beyond that, though, because it didn't get up to 12. So you take 2 traumas. Okay. What that means is you take a minus 20 to all actions.
Oh my god!
Oh!
Uh-huh. And a minus 2 to initiative.
These are the wrong people on the blow-up team to be able to go through Pandora Gate and not go fucking crazy.
Are you sure? Because I just became a suicide bomber because I'm not going back.
Am I setting it to TT?
I am not going back through that thing.
You have nine mental trauma.
Okay, so...
You're just going to come back.
It heals back down after a while.
What's that?
Don't worry about it right now.
Okay, I'll...
Just, so what happens is...
the negatives are.
What happens is you either...
Take the right.
You either,
what the fuck was that?
You either take 2 minor derangements or you take a major one. And it's my choice. So, let's see.
I don't think that's very fair. I think you get off of being powerful.
I totally do.
Chase is like, yeah, and?
Sorry, you get a moderate. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. So, Corey, could you roll me a d10, please?
Sure.
Roll on a 9.
Sure. 9.
Reroll, please.
Yeah.
5.
5.
So... Moderate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're on fire.
Your mental trauma gives you pyrokinesis.
That's only targetable upon yourself.
It is.
And you have the extreme desire.
Very literally the opposite of what happened to Jasper.
It's me in Minecraft.
You are mute.
Always on
fire. Oh.
Trauma shocks you into speechlessness and a complete inability to effectively communicate.
Oh my god, that's awful.
By awful, you mean awesome.
And, Corey, could you roll me another D6?
So, can I say, like, can I mutter things? Just not, it's incoherent?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Divided by two. So, again, 5 hours for you. You're going to be effectively mute. You can say things.
But it's not
well, you're going to.
This is it.
You're going to think you're saying things, but all you're going to be doing is just waving your claws around.
Oh, man.
Like, you think you're communicating. You are going to be able to say clearly and lucidly whatever it is you think you want to say. And it's not going to get across to anybody.
Okay. Interesting.
Everyone's through the Pandora Gate now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, Tracy, just as an aside, you can't actually re-roll on the Moxie. So I don't know if you think that that's game-breaking. I only want to bring it up.
What are the Moxie rules then? Hit me.
You got 5 things you can do. You can ignore all negative modifiers for a test.
Okay.
You can flip-flop.
Right.
You can make a success a critical success. You can make a critical failure a regular failure. And you can go first in an action phase.
Fuck okay, that. You can reroll too.
Okay. I mean, it's fine if
that's
how you want to spend
that
it.
That is no more game affecting than any of the other things.
Yeah, I guess with the flip, it's almost the same because with the flip, like you could guarantee yourself a success, but
I
you don't necessarily know what the real goal is.
Flip's almost more powerful than a reroll.
It is because you know what the result is before you do it.
And the thing about my rerolls is just so it doesn't get unbalancing at all, you have to keep them.
Yeah.
You don't get the better of the two.
So they look
can
used
you use
already.
Play
once
yes.
We might want to say also, like, because I did this several times
this
last time, I think I spent like 3 Moxie
so
in
like,
the same roll.
I don't care if that gets rid of your Moxie.
Oh, okay. Because technically you're only supposed to be able to spend 1 Moxie per roll, but.
Whatever.
Tracy's like, I want to eat your Moxie.
I will eat your Moxie like tasty.
So we can throw that out then as well. As long as we're aware.
So you can use your Moxie to reroll as well, even though the rules say you cannot do that.
But we could also, like, reroll and then flip that reroll.
Yes.
Okay. We're spending our Moxie.
You can only spend your Moxie on one type of thing per roll, though. So you cannot spend to reroll.
Okay, because I think I did that last time. But
that's
just
what we're not going to do.
Okay.
So if you get a crappy roll, you want to reroll it, that's fine. Spend Moxie and do it. You have to take the new roll. If you then want to flip that roll, no problem. You can spend it to flip. If you've got negative modifiers, you're like, oh crap, well, if I spent the negative modifiers, I could do that.
But then you're spending a lot of Moxie to do this, yeah.
And you know what? I'm okay with that,
okay.
Because it gets rid of your Moxie.
Which, as we found out, could be
important.
Could be very important.
Can possibly
okay.
be.
Pausing so I can use the restroom.
All right.
So everyone is given some time to recover from the gate trip because
I'm assuming this is common that people go through some shit when
they
get through the gate.
Some people it goes completely smoothly for. Some people come out complete gibbering idiots. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. So, all in all, this was a pretty good transfer of a big group of people.
Nobody came out insane.
Well, not permanently anyway.
Right.
That was funny.
So,
The
Ticket to Ride is put away, and Reagan says,
"Yes, teacher."
That
God, I would hate you as a teacher.
Yeah, I know.
Do your homework.
Hey, thanks for that really surly comment, teacher, dad. I don't have a dad, so it's great that you're acting like mine.
I think I did that to a kid today.
Chris's dreams.
Oh, everyone was talking and not listening, so I, raised my voice and got everyone's attention. And he's like, "Oh yeah, so you're just gonna shout at us now?" And I just said, "If that's what it takes to get your attention, yes." And they were quiet and did their work.
No, if you were a teacher, they would just listen to you.
Oh.
Oh, he went there.
I went there, bro.
He's actually not a teacher, though.
Yeah, he's not. You're not a teacher yet.
Oh god, we're all gonna die.
We were all gonna die anyway.
At least Corey
died. I didn't say anything. Except for I didn't say anything.
The ultimate's turn on you.
Teacher,
in class, right?
Teacher, I was good.
of the process.
I've written verbal reports right before I had to freaking speak them over.
That's true. I actually wrote a paper in high school the period before English class, and my dad was the teacher.
I wrote papers in college, like, during the class that they were due, turned them in and got A's.
I wrote a paper like while I was writing it, while I was doing it. It was better. It was the best paper ever.
So, bring in his
Kristen Wiig character.
Everyone, a few hours to recover, refresh themselves.
Although a few of us have not recovered yet.
Relax. Well, the entire break, because Giza has a 12-hour day-night cycle. So it's literally light for 12 hours, dark for 12 hours. You guys have come in just at the edge of the dark cycle, and people who are acclimated to the time here are all going to bed. So there's not going to be any activity on planet side for another 10 hours or so.
Okay.
So you might as well wait. He says, well, we might as well wait until morning here for the facility tour. This being the future, everyone... There are drugs to get you regulated right back to the right time. So, you guys have the next 8 hours.
Drugs?
Sorry, the next 10 hours. That's completely unstructured, save for your stated, air quotes, duties.
Are you holding?
Oh, yeah, I'm loading up.
Alright, so are we, like, taken to, like, quarters of some sort?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the quarters look... relatively secure. It's not like, you know, laser grid in front of the door or anything, but...
Well, I'm going to set up my laser grid in front of the door.
Okay.
So... Should we let him in on this?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Okay.
This is more fun, I think.
So, assuming I have my equipment with me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take some Klar.
True, his backup will be running away, but...
Boosts alertness and enhances clarity of perception.
You were able to...
Which is exactly what I would do.
That's true.
The state
that's
I am.
True.
So
yep.
I just receive a +5 int bonus.
Okay.
While the drug lasts. So that should compensate with for some of the...
It, basically, effects. any of your skills that are linked to int
and
will be at
a
-5 rather than a -5.
So...
We're like watching, and he's like... Yeah. My head just went up.
I go like, oh. Okay.
Actually, this one can be injected directly into the eye.
So my character
is not in suppository form.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, into the eye is way better than the suppository.
What about your referral suppository?
It's okay. I call that pill docking.
I don't know how they do it in the Jovian Republic.
Before there was Viagra, there was urethral suppositories.
Uh-huh. Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah.
And before urethral suppositories, there were penile injections.
He's a fucking pharmacologist, pseudomologist, or whatever.
It's okay. Severon doesn't have a urethra. It comes out of his mouth.
I have 3 of them.
So,
one is just for injections.
So we're in a chamber.
Yeah.
And, I guess Jasper would be resting right
well,
now?
Well, the nice thing is that because you are, quote-unquote, part of the Gonian security detail, there are other guards who are already on duty. So Jasper's quarters are already guarded. You guys have the next 10 hours.
You mean Reagan's?
Yes, Reagan's. Sorry. Reagan's.
So I've got a security detail? Awesome.
No, but since Gonian already has... They run this habitat... Security's already ready for his arrival.
Okay.
So the detail that came with him is only expected for special duty, basically to escort him around the tour that's going to be happening the next day.
Okay, so
You have nothing to do but rest for the next 10 hours.
Okay,
so
Jasper, would you be resting right about now?
No, I think I'd try to start the mission, get the explosives.
Okay.
So our missions are the...
To blow up the
gate.
The structures first.
The structures first.
Gate second.
Gate second.
Yes. And remember, for the next 4 hours, you are currently saying everything that comes into your mind, and you are...
Well, I'm just saying anything that comes into my mind?
It's logorrhea. It's diarrhea of the mouth. You cannot stop talking.
Okay.
I I interpret that.
You interpret
as
that as just
lack of filter.
Like I'm just.
Well, I'm on a secret mission to blow up some objects. This is gonna be awesome. I can't wait to blow objects up.
Constant personal narration. Or you could just.
Why are we doing this fucking crap? I hate technology.
I don't think Jasper would give himself away. I think he'd just be.
You might be expressing your opinion. I hate this stuff. This is.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would just be completely, just lambasting the whole situation, being like. Like, I can't believe that stupid fucking crab pushed me through the gate. That should have never happened.
And for comedic purposes, I would like to suggest that this is also being broadcast over your TACnet.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you're talking out loud, you're saying all this, and everything he's saying is being sent right to you on the TACnet. He's not even... So, you're getting this constant stream of vitriol...
So,
from Jasper.
Are we in the same room together?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, since it's nighttime, and, I guess it's kind of a restful moment, and,
with the band parading.
We just now decided, it's probably time to get up and do our mission, and I'm trying to suggest it, so I guess Jasper's just kind of getting into the mood about, to do the mission. The moonlight is shining in through the window, and it's kind of dim, but I'm excited about the mission, so I'm flailing in the moonlight, and the darkness going, oh my god, we should totally do our mission, and then, like, all you can see is this crab just flailing, like these...
The
like,
crab these, is twitching.
And, that's right, she can't talk.
Yeah, all I do is...
Yeah, but just, like,
thank you, guys.
Twitching, yeah. ready to go, let's go do this, let's go do our mission.
Your attack is not your attack.
Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing right now, crab, but we need to get this mission
done. Are you on
so
mine?
The crab
yourself,
is, like, seizuring. Like,
no?
Get yourself together, quit act. I don't know, just stand still.
For a split second, she stops moving. And then she's beginning to scuttle. She's camera dancing across the floor. No, it's a fast enough skittle that it's a scuttle.
Do we have any firewall contacts?
Not that you've been made aware of.
Okay.
This is a pretty dark mission. Like,
okay.
You were given the information that you were given in the briefing, and that was all.
Okay. I was going to ask to attempt to not metagame. Would we be resting? Then, I mean, we don't know. We don't actively know that somebody is trying to blow this
right.
stuff up.
Nope. You
we're
just
told
know.
To protect it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get like an idea of where it's at. I don't know if Undercover of Dark is the best way to do that or not, or whether.
Well, the on the local mesh for the habitat, you can get the layout of the general area.
Right on.
So. There is the area where the Discord gate or the Pandora gate on this planet exists, right? And the habitat is connected to that, and it's at the edge of a valley. So if the valley is a vagina,
okay,
you're at the clit.
Wait, where's that?
Hey-o! It's north. Just go north until you hit hair. And then go back south a little bit. Anyway, no. But that is, I mean, all anatomical jokes aside, that's basically the arrangement.
Okay.
Is that there is a... This is on sort of the top of a gradual cliff face.
Okay.
Goes down to a valley where all of the structures... are.
I mean, are they viewable? Like, or are they kind of hidden?
They're in the valley, and you can see there are like three or four moons, so there's enough ambient light to get what's going on. So you can see light reflecting off of the various geometric
okay.
shapes that are.
Yeah, I was under the impression these were kind of secret.
No, they're not secret. Their presence is known, but only the group with the stupid name that I gave you earlier. Actually knows what they do.
Okay.
And firewall.
Okay. So, are they pretty much close enough together that if we blow up one, they'll all go off, or...?
No, the destruction of one, they're close to each other, but the destruction of one does not trigger a chain reaction, because they've pulled them out of the ground.
Okay.
And as soon as they're pulled out of the ground, because they're like, bigger, a little bit bigger than basketball size in total area per thing. Uh-huh. They've pulled them out and they've exploded, but it's just been a localized thing. So to get all of them, you'd have to have a series of charges or some type of device that covers a much wider area.
I'm under the impression that we'd be like, oh, those things are over there. Well, we need to protect them, but we also need to rest. I really don't feel like we would just go rushing out there to
right.
try to do any work yet, especially after what we just went through.
Well, and also, you have a cover as...
I didn't really go through anything.
And, I mean,
I went through awesome.
Tracy, one second. You have a cover as DA bodyguards. So you, as part of your TACnet, you've got the security feed wired right into your local mesh as well.
Okay.
So you've got constant security bulletins coming through. You can access any of the security cameras, spines that are broadcasting information. I mean, you've got the entire visual spectrum mapped. It's a pretty secure outfit.
Cool.
Is that just a constant thing? Like,
it's there in the background. Your muse handles the filtering of it. And if you don't wish the... I mean...
I want my muse basically to watch the...
Yeah, that's what muses do. So... Yes.
Okay, so we have technically ego-casted, right? We didn't fork...
Nope, you have ego-casted.
Okay, so our conscious ego is in this other morph.
Yeah.
How do we get back?
Same way.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have to be quantum far-casted back from that
Iris.
Location?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you were quantum far-cast to Eris, the asteroid. And then you step through the Pandora gate. Now, technically, if they had brought the quantum far-caster through the gate with them, you'd be able to quantum far-cast from Giza. Because quantum far-casters don't have...
There's no range.
There's no range.
Yeah.
They're quantum entangled, and as long as you have enough qubits to feed it, you're good to go. But they did not. The quantum far-caster is fixed on Eris, and they don't have a quantum far-caster.
Now, technically, my character owns one of these. Is this something that...
Yours is an emergency far-caster. That means if you're...
Right.
If you go poof, if something happens, and your morph bites the dust, your ego is immediately far-cast... to your backup morph, mm-hmm. back on the moon.
Well, if I... Don't I have to choose to do that? Choose to far-cast it at that moment?
I assumed it was a dead man switch kind of scenario.
I think it says that.
If your muse goes... If your morph goes pop, you leave. You can choose to actively do it, but it will always happen if your morph is about... If your morph dies. It's built into your cortical stack.
I just assumed you had the choice to do it. But,
well, you can choose to do it, sure. But then, I don't think you can choose to not do it if your morph is about to die.
I don't really know why you would, but maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
In case you really didn't want to remember what happened.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm thinking that could be a possibility at some point. I'm just curious.
And that's what psychosurgery is for.
Wait, sure.
Alright, well,
so,
I'm going to assume that my muse, or I will instruct my muse to alert me if anything crazy pops up on the security feed and I need to rest off some crazy jitters from the new...
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Amped up and a little twitchy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I came into my morph at minus 10 to physical.
Yeah.
So...
Yep. So we'll say that you'll be able to... Even though it's not technically 24 hours, you'll be able to sleep it off.
Okay.
You'll wake up fine. I mean,
I'll take some of his drugs.
Yeah.
So
some of them drags. Yes.
Yeah. So I noticed that he's quite upset.
Oh yeah, he's
Jasper
is completely upset.
So I ask, which doesn't get told, I guess. I ask, are you famished? Is this what you're missing? Nutrients? You're missing nutrients. And then
the crowd pinches your butt.
I'm going to like. Turn in the mini fridge and grab a little can of pistachios and hand it to him, like, pistachio?
Oh, I throw the pistachios across the room and say, let's get this mission done, and you need to get a hold of yourself and quit flailing around.
Where are the explosives? We were told that they're somewhere.
Well, the explosives are for the destruction of the Pandora Gate. Your secondary objective.
Yeah.
You were not given any munitions to complete your primary. They expected you to be able to figure that out. You know where the secondary objective munitions are. But they seem to be specifically designed to handle the Pandora Gate.
Okay.
So if you wish to find out anything else, it's going to take the gathering of information of some kind on the mesh or otherwise.
Yeah, Heather's probably good at gathering information, but she can't relay it to you.
I'll do research to figure out if they're... I mean, what... Like, how I might go about exploding all of them at once.
Okay.
-76 out of 80, but I'm at 70 now, right? Because I'm at -10 with everything.
Spend a moxie to flip it. It's a 67.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Perfect. Make sure you're keeping track of how much moxie you've spent since I'm in the show.
Oh no, I'm at 6.
You're not allowed to do it when Tracy tells you to.
I was already thinking of doing it, so it doesn't matter.
So, that is very much an excellent success. And what you know is that some of the native compounds that have been found here on Giza, when the right amount of heat is applied to them, they basically function like napalm.
Okay.
And these things are not terribly strong. They're called black boxes, the structures. And there are, you know, harvester bots going to and fro the whole time. With the right amount of infosec and the right timing, you might be able to, this is a stretch, you might be able to get enough of the local compounds gathered together in one place and basically create a napalm cascade that would pour over the valley.
Okay.
But it would take a concerted effort by at least 15 of the harvester bots.
Okay.
Of which there are maybe 100 on the colony. So that's, you know, 15% of the workforce going in a way that they normally don't. So to try and do that subtly will be difficult. It seems to be a pretty decent bet.
Look, spread it to me.
I need some crap. it's not
delicious. How would I go about doing that?
InfoSec. Hacking.
Breathe in food, I don't
but where
know
would
why.
I have to go to hack? Like, would I actually have to go to the bots themselves? Just any computer terminal?
This is the future, man.
I didn't know if I could do it directly through a terminal, or if I had to go to a bot.
You can do it by sitting in your room. Unless something goes physically wrong that you need to manipulate yourself, you can do it from sitting in your bunk. You've got access to the mesh.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that, and I'll brute force hack it.
Okay, what is your InfoSec skill for the brute force hacking?
90.
90. You are at a -10 because of your wigginess. This is a very difficult.
Yeah.
Another -30.
Oh, and minus. Wow.
Yep.
So
it's
50?
It'd be a -30 standard, but you've got the additional -10 because of your bloggeria. So you're at 50.
Okay.
This is probably one of the most heavily secured networks.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Totally makes sense.
Yep, go for it.
So, as long as I'm close to 50, it would...
Depending on your degree of success, depends on how successful you are, and how much your intrusion is known, Mr. Brute Force.
That's a 46.
That is pretty damn good. So, the system rolls its InfoSec, which is at 70.
Ooh.
16.
Yes!
In a post-test, you rolled higher than it, and you succeeded 30 exactly... higher than this, that is a margin of, that's an excellent success.
Nice.
So, you're piggybacking.
Did you do that on purpose?
That's awesome. No, it's, that's the game. game your center. Turn sound for
oh, you just made it.
Riot. Right. Yeah, I just went and did my move real quick.
I approve.
I was like, I hope he's got his volume on.
Corey, you get a moxie point to spend this time. I'm not joking. You know, I mean, seriously.
Alright.
So, Heather, you're sort of piggybacking on his signal to see what he's doing because that's all you can do. You can't really talk to him. Mm-hmm. And he's navigating this system as well as you could. And he's flipping through directories and it looks like he's got the harvester bots and your muse is like, oh my. The harvester bots will, and this local compound, he's going to melt them. Not the bots, the structures.
Huh.
So here's my question. With brute force hacking, what does that actually entail as far as is that like crash and burn, like I'm breaking in and ripping a hole through this bitch?
That no is what his hacking amounts to.
Okay.
So you had an excellent success. I mean, the system doesn't even know that he's there, but the process of gathering the harvester bots together and getting them consorted in this effort is going to take some time.
Yeah.
Because you need to find the 15 or so bots that are carrying this compound mm-hmm. and get them rerouted from wherever the hell they are right now to the end of the valley so you can basically explode the bots and turn the compound into napalm so it begins to flow. It's going to take a good 5 hours to do that. So what that's going to mean is eventually the movement of the bots is going to possibly be noticed. And security will be alerted because of that, not your presence, but the results okay. of your presence.
Right, so it's like, I get, with brute force, I'm just curious as well, like, what's the difference between brute force and, like, regular hacking? Like,
regular hacking would be, okay, I found a security hole in the system, right? And it's like that loose thread on the edge of a carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I pulled it a little bit, and no. It actually makes a bump over here. So I move over here and I pull that, and as I carefully
right.
pull and tug, the whole thread unravels.
Right.
Brute force hacking is taking a pair of garden shears and chopping through the carpet
right,
until
right.
you get to the point you want to
but
be.
But is one like more noticeable than the other?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Brute force hacking is way more noticeable.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if the game rules say that, but as we described your character last time,
yeah,
you basically leave big, gaping, you know, information trails wherever you go.
That don't necessarily lead back to you, but lead... That
but
show
that...
Somebody just fucking punched a hole
on,
through our
yeah. It depends on how you hack the system.
Right.
It depends on your level of success.
Yeah, so basically, it's the difference between I'm sneaking in through a security back hole, and I'm DDoSing this bitch
right,
until it goes down. He's the denial of service attack.
Right.
He is...
Well, with, like, a success like this, it's almost like he...
It's
like
he
instead
guessed
of going,
the first password he guessed was the one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah
it's
exactly.
like
so,
instead of punching a hole with, like, a sledgehammer, he, like, poked a very thin, like, rapier.
Yeah, he managed to get an ice pick
right,
in there,
right.
and he hit exactly the target that he wanted to. But normally, it's like, you know, Mjolnir.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering if there was, like, if it garnered more notice than like
the notice is actually a whole like sub game
really
and
okay.
the
yeah.
type of hacking doesn't really influence that
my
it's
character
your,
has a zero hacking
it's your degree
so
of success so
yeah.
you can attempt to go through a back door but if you fail it can be just as noticeable as brute force
yep.
hacking
yeah
so,
I was just wondering if there was a reason to do like brute force over
I just thought it
I
fit
think
my
it's
character
style.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's style
it ultimately comes down to flavor
and I think that's
and how
it's
I
all of those specialty
it.
Things are all like from what I took or except for like the weapons like
yeah.
specialty
yeah, yeah.
on like weapons but like
well, I mean,
most of them
specialty on a lot of things matters like
they're,
I have specialties
just flavors
on,
right
yeah.
like, it doesn't actually influence
yeah
how
so
the
basically
game.
The end result is the same. You're going to have
right.
harvester bots diverted
yeah, yeah,
and all that. But when whomever looks at the security logs, rather than seeing, oh, this one admin account left his password as God.
Right, right.
And that's what it was. It's going to be, okay, holes were knocked on our system. We just didn't notice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you saboteurs have about 5 hours before the bots are going to be ready to go. That will be enough time for your disorders to clear themselves, and you might want to consider what you're going to be doing for your next move.
I was thinking of looking for the explosives.
Yeah, I'd like to see the explosives, see exactly what how we would have to set them up. Like, are they small munitions? Is it going to be a giant crate we have to leave by the Pandora?
Okay. You guys will begin making your way towards the munitions dump that has been left for you. In the meantime, time has passed, and we'll get to all of that within a reasonable amount of time for you to act upon that information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roughly about 45 minutes before their plan would go into effect, your muses ping. Security alert. Security alert.
What is it?
Well, apparently, a number of harvester bots are exhibiting some odd behavior. They're all gathering on the southeastern end of the canyon, directly opposite us.
And that's unusual, I assume.
Well, yeah, the harvester bots move in very specific patterns based on the materials that they are told to gather, and they bring those materials back to the supply depot and unload
the
materials
seats?
And go back out. Yeah, so it's a really subtle pattern, so I need you to roll, not InfoSec, but Perception.
38, which is under 65.
Excellent. So that is an excellent success as well. So you... God bless America.
Why would he do that?
Because we're all... Yeah, what's written into the Constitution.
Why would he start now?
And the Bible.
It's in the Ten Commandments.
Like 9 times.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Speak English like Jesus did. Right. So you, with your muse's help, you sort of see the maker bot or the harvester bot patterns, and you see going out and then one harvests something and then veers towards the end of the canyon rather than basically what you can see their patterns are in yellow, like the yellow dotted lines, like Family Circus, like where Jeffy's running around the yard or whatever.
Why would you even bring up Family Circus?
Oh my god, yeah.
Now I'm going to throw up!
I was reading through the XKCD
I don't have any frame of reference for what you just said.
No. Whatever. Yellow dotted lines show the routes that the harvester bot should be doing. And red lines get overlaid for where they are going. Okay. And it's not a lot. It's subtle. But about 15 of the bots are going to the end of the canyon.
Okay, so I'm assuming that this information is relayed to me as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got the same.
I think that we should bring Severn in.
Fine.
He's at least good with computers, even if he doesn't know how to...
Ping.
What's going on?
You've got an incoming message on a secure firewall channel.
Firewall?
Yes.
Okay. I'll answer it.
Hey, Severn.
What kind of machine?
Hey, what are you guys doing on this channel?
Well, this is a firewall mission. And we've got a problem.
What are you talking about?
Take a look at it.
Whoa, back up. I'm just here on a family business trip.
Yeah, well, firewall sent us to watch your back, but primarily to protect the artifacts out in the yard.
You guys are the bodyguards?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
At least you know we won't run away.
Who are the other ones?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we're the only bodyguards for him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're your only bodyguards. So...
I meant the other people that came with us.
Some official and some bodyguards.
As far as you know, regular Gonin.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, security.
Look like bitches to me. I don't know.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Crustacean that got a little big and needs, that's all.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a problem. And
okay.
I'm assuming that this information passing takes.
I didn't get anything about a firewall mission.
Instantly.
yeah, you wouldn't have. They used you. They used your family and blah, blah, blah. So that's why you're here.
Yeah. And,
That's what they told you?
No. Yeah. No. They said that you were on your way here. It took them some negotiating to get you to be the one to come here. So obviously they wanted you to be the one that was here instead of your brother, your father, for what seems to be a reason unknown to us. However, our primary mission is to protect those items out in the courtyard, and it looks like some bots are moving strangely, or courtyard, but
now,
valley.
Can I see them from here?
Do you
where I'm standing?
Yeah.
You can't see them from where you're standing. It's dark outside. But it's starting to become sunrise-ish. But the end of the valley is so far away that...
What bots? What do the bots look like that are moving towards these things?
They're harvester bots. They're just, you know, drone bots that go out and harvest, you know, whatever...
They're made of metal.
Whatever chemical compound they're programmed to go harvest, they go...
So I'm confused. What's the problem?
They're moving out of pattern. You should be able to recognize that.
Your muse... Oh. They are. And she shows you the overlay with the regular yellow dotted lines of the bot patterns and then the red lines of the bots moving to the...
They're supposed to move very predictably, like the NPCs.
Are they moving towards a specific location?
Yeah.
Just went over his
head. I'm busy saving shit here.
Yeah, they're all going to the far end of the valley, directly opposite the colony.
Jesus.
Okay, well, let's get into these systems and see what the hell's going on. So, I'm just going to find the nearest console and...
You're already on the mesh. I mean,
yeah.
No consoles, it's all up here. You're fine. You're on the mesh.
Is it more secure?
it's
wire in?
Pretty much equal.
Okay.
It's not like Wi-Fi.
So, let me...
Has Greg recovered yet, by the way?
Yeah, it was only 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're fine now.
I want to do I want to try and get it onto the local mesh and see what the harvester bot program.
I thought Greg's was a day.
Has been modified.
Oh, that's great.
Mine is 8 days.
Oh yeah, yours is 8 days.
Yeah. You are okay. So not.
Yeah, I forgot.
But I'm high.
However,
but I'm also high.
That's true.
Yes.
So I think I'm recovered.
Yeah.
And like we have no clue that he's fucked up.
Yeah,
any
more than you've got access to the majority of the colony's information because you're the Luna Defense.
Okay, is there anything in the Harvester Bot program that has been modified?
Research. Roll me research.
Oh, because I already have access.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't need to gain the access, you just need to find out what to do with the data.
That's a 62 out of 75.
Fantastic.
Out of 70, actually.
It's
so.
Even better.
Yeah.
So, you find out that these particular harvester bots were programmed to gather a specific compound that's unique to Giza that when... it's superheated, basically turns into napalm. It will roll liquid fire over whatever.
This is not what they normally do?
No, they normally they normally gather this stuff because when it's treated properly, it's very useful.
Right, it's like it'd be used for mining or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay.
But they don't all usually congregate at the far end of the valley, and they also are usually not programmed to have their cores going to overload.
I want to shut them all down right now.
Okay. What did you roll on your...
Until I can figure out what is happening.
46 out of 50.
46 out of 50. So that's an excellent success. Okay. You have to roll InfoSec to be able to do this.
All right.
It's your hacking versus his hacking.
Now, does he still have that? Does he have the negative?
He's at a minus 5. He's already taken into account.
But no, does he still have that negative 30 of hacking into the system?
No,
that I had. Because he's
one of the representatives from Luna Defense. He has
higher clearance.
He has pretty close to admin access to this network anyway.
Okay.
So, what'd you roll?
Oxyporn.
Maybe. I have to decide.
Andrew's all halfway through
this bottle of wine.
You can work on that one.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna lose all this.
Okay, well, I'm curious, what did you get?
It's a 98. Which is almost a success.
At is it really? Did you get a minus five?
Yes, okay, mind you.
Greg's hacking's really good.
Alright, so that's a 46.
Okay.
Oh.
Again, yes, phone, I know your battery is low. Thank you for telling me.
So
I think what I'm going to do here is flip this one as well.
Interesting.
And make it a 64.
Okay, so you're down 2 moxie for this action.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
1 to reroll, two, 1 to fight.
Yes, so that's a 64.
Because you rolled exactly what you were rolling.
Yeah. That's a 64 out of 80.
Yep. Okay. Well, 75.
No. Because
you spent res points to go above 80?
It's an 80, and I have the brute force hacking trait as well.
Specialization, got it.
So okay, it would be a 90, and then back down to 80
with
the minus 10.
So, you are able to stop the cores from superheating. They're still at the end of the valley. And your muse, which was set up, I'm assuming,
yeah,
to ping you if anything went sideways, goes, hey, the cores have stopped soon. Actually, no, your muse goes, God damn it!
You piece of shit!
Piece of shit couldn't hack your way through a pin back!
Who's your muse again?
It's Gunny, your Full Metal Jacket. And Heather, your muse says, well, yes, although stated quite bluntly, his muse is correct. The cores have stopped superheating and the compound will not turn napalm.
Alright, so...
Now, you guys are both outside of what looks like a regular supply closet,
mm-hmm,
and there's the equivalent of a janitorial cart, cleaning supplies and whatnot, you know, nanobots to go do whatever, that's housing basically a thermonuclear detonator.
Damn.
So it's a small-scale atomic warhead.
So how would we make this
how,
go off?
You have to,
how big is it?
100.
You know, 4 feet by 2.5 feet. It's on it's on like a 40 cart.
Between 100
it's over 9,000! Yeah, exactly. Well, that it's basically on like a repulsor lift kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it down. You have to get it to the Pandora gate, though.
Okay.
Actually, in physical proximity to Pandora Gate, to be able to make sure you turn to slag.
I mean, it's obviously like in a crate or something that it doesn't
yeah
look like a thermonuclear.
It has a big mushroom
thermonuclear
on the outside.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be walking down the hall and be like, hey, it's a gag gift for my friend who likes bombs.
It's ironic, alright?
So, are we close to our room?
No, you're not.
Nowhere.
Basically, if the gate is over here, and your room is over here, you are as far away from both as you can get. You're basically at the top point of an equilateral triangle.
So where are we exactly? What kind of building is it?
It's just a habitat. It's hallways and quarters. Yeah.
How far from the Pandora Gate are we?
It's going to take you about 20 minutes of walking, simply because of the construction of the hallways, not because of the actual physical distance to be able to get there. Not to mention that you're going to have to get past the security details that guard the Pandora Gate specifically.
Yeah.
Made of ultimates.
Okay, so what kind of doors are there to get to home?
They open automatically when you walk up to them.
Okay, so I'm just going to go into one of the habitats.
Oh, okay.
Which might or might not be occupied. I really don't care at this moment.
Do you want high or low?
High.
Totally and completely occupied.
So,
hello, I'm a crab!
Family of five.
Except for she can't talk.
She can't talk now.
She can't.
Oh,
Oh yeah, that's right.
The
I'm the only one still on the back.
And then
yeah, breakfast.
Yeah, and then I take without saying anything, I take the table.
I also had a success of 89.
And then I take a few dishes from the other claw, and then I just go out.
So it's been 89 out of.
So did you take a tablecloth? I feel like she needs a roll to be able to pull the tablecloth out from underneath everything.
Roll me somatics times three.
Which is
pull it out like a. She's amazing at somatics, so it's not like.
You know, it's funny. You actually went through the process of hacking those bots. Like, I was...
What'd you get?
I was talking to them. I didn't even know that was something
okay,
that did.
So, totally.
But I had
a complete, like, the tablecloth is yours, the dishes
got here, right?
Didn't move.
No, well, I didn't when I first got here, but I actually had negative
40. Use it kind of like a sack, and then
right.
I shovel
because
some of the dishes into it.
Negative 10
tie it, and then leave.
My,
okay.
My mental thing, and then negative 30 because it was hacking against the system.
Phineas and,
you had a month.
And Julius. You guys get another security alert.
Okay.
Apparently one of the living quarters has been broken into.
I didn't...
Somewhere
does that seem like a rare thing on this?
I want to
contact
the administrator on the system and tell them that there is a security breach.
They know.
Okay. Well, I also want to inform them that the harvester bots were heading to the end of the valley.
Okay.
And that was another security breach.
You mean the harvester bots
second
at
one,
the end of the valley?
Yes. And then this second one is a living quarters security breach as
well
that we've monitored.
Okay, so you three now know about the security breach of the living quarters. You've got your tablecloth with some food in it.
Yeah, and I've made it back to our room.
Fair enough. And you guys have, you two have the nuclear card.
Yeah, so I'm
in
like,
room.
I have this covered.
And you're about 20. Well,
I wouldn't be, like, if she went into a residence, I would not stick around with her going to the residence.
Are you beginning motion towards the
Yeah, I would be going
game?
Towards the
Pandora
game.
Okay, so, while
you're... the card?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you ping him, you find a way to meet him,
mm-hmm.
It's going to take you about 10 minutes to get to him, which will make him halfway to the Pandora gate when you actually get to his physical location. And it's at that time that you both receive the alert that the harvester bots have stopped. Overloaded. So your plan that had come down to fine gradations of minutes is like, fuck.
Yeah.
So now you still have access to the mesh. You can try and get back in and get the harvester bots overloading again. If both of you work together on it, it could go faster because the system is now aware of your presence, which means everything's at a minus 30.
So another minus 30?
I'm all over that the mesh too.
Yeah,
I was actually thinking about destroying it.
Yeah.
No, just the regular minus 30. It would not be minus 60.
Okay. Because I was gonna say you gave me minus 30 to begin with.
Okay.
That's because the system was against you. Yeah.
Yeah. So the same minus 30. You're
okay.
you're fighting against the same odds basically.
Yeah. Well. Which are pretty much insurmountable for me right now with Greg's... Well, I mean, Greg's role doesn't... I wouldn't go against Greg's role like he did with mine.
Not right now. Not unless he's alerted to the security threat, he begins actively hacking against you, and then we go back to 1998 and Angelina Jolie and hackers, where you have to fight against each other and occasionally take off your leather jacket and have nothing on underneath it.
Okay, in the meantime...
That's part of that movie.
In the meantime, I'm gonna... I'm trying to think how I would do this.
You're gonna have to hack the Gibson?
No, I don't hack anything. I just talk with people. Alright. So, how far away was this break-in?
The break-in was...
Yeah, let's find it.
Not too terribly far away. It's going to take you just a couple minutes to get there.
Let's go. Let's see if we can find the source of this.
I have
so have
first.
I gotten to Andrew yet?
Not yet.
So do we have a way to ping... I mean, I'm assuming there's security in the area.
Oh, yeah.
So do we have a way to ping those people?
Yeah. Yeah, you are part of the security force, quote-unquote. So.
Okay. Well, what kind of role So this seems to all be happening, like, at a very convenient time. Like, there's... The bots are getting ready to get into some weird position. We've got a security breach into a domicile at this specific point in time.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they're tied together, since this is a fairly rare situation. So I'm going to look on the mesh in the security and see if I see... Is there anybody heading to that location at this point in time?
Yeah, there's a security team going out to check the Gomez residence.
Let's go with them.
I'm going to... authorize the use of deadly force. So...
Yes! That's what I'm fucking talking about!
So... Because, let's be honest, I just got on a high from murdering people anyways.
Did you just murder people?
In my...
Oh, in your own imagination.
In fantasy, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So... So... What would I have to do... to have the authorization to do that?
You would have to convince whomever is in charge of the normal security detail that your authority trumps theirs.
Okay. So, persuasion?
Uh-huh.
All right, I like that.
And, it's a weird named skill that is the sense motive.
Spray weapons.
Is that
kinesthesis? It's
how
kinesis.
Long? What kind of rep would these people have?
How long would it take me?
C-rep.
Okay. Would they authorize deadly force for a break-in for a tablecloth and?
No, but
you're about 10 minutes away.
Trying to authorize the use of deadly force.
So
not necessarily, and this is not because my character knows it's you guys, but because he wants to see a blood.
The closest part of the
so
really?
If the entire Gomez family gets murdered,
what's the
does
closest
not give a shit.
Then it would take
he just wants to see some bodies. So
closest bot? No, not at all.
This is adorable.
Can,
this, like,
I mean, the bots are.
No, I mean the bots that are.
They're on the other side of the field.
Okay.
This is the habitat. There's a whole valley, and
that's
the bots are down here.
Okay.
It would take you a good 45 minutes to walk the valley, not mentioning getting to the end. So, well over an hour. So, he's got a kinesics of about 40. So you roll your persuasion, he rolls kinesics, and...
So you want me to roll persuasion?
Yep.
Okay.
It's an opposed check.
Oh, that's good. 73 of 80.
Nice.
Off 7 of 40, but still.
Okay, sweet.
So yeah, he's, of course, Mr. Direct Action Person, sir.
Yeah, pull,
so,
go ahead.
And
just be like, and feel free to pull as many extra troops as you need.
Use of deadly force is authorized for the theft of a tablecloth and some plates.
Thank you, that'll be all.
Gotta love the X.
They know it's us.
They know something is weird. They don't know it's you two.
Okay, so they're looking for.
They're looking for a Novacrat, though.
They're looking for a
Novacrat. Looking for a Novacrat with a tablecloth and
plates. So
there's like 10 of them in the hallway. How's that possible?
So
Tracy, if you keep playing us against each other, they will never remember anything.
Heather, I need your character to make an infiltration check. If you are trying to be subtle in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, would she be subtle, though?
That's the question.
Oh.
Your muse is going, the security network is putting out an all-points bulletin for you.
Well, did I reach Andrew yet?
Not yet. You're about 5 minutes away. Because he's traveling towards the Pandora Gate, you're coming from a different trajectory to meet up with
so
him.
So far away from me? For seconds.
It was... You moved towards...
I went across the hallway,
And he started going.
Yeah, but I was in there for 5 minutes.
Okay, so you're 5 minutes away.
No, I'm saying I wasn't in there for 5 minutes. I was in there for seconds.
But during that time, Andrew ran...
He couldn't have
running,
physically
right?
run 5 minutes away
from
him.
I wasn't running. I was moving with the...
Okay, you can catch up with Andrew.
Because, like, really, I went in there, got the clock...
I already said you can catch up with
okay.
him. No worries.
So, I'm going to put the tablecloth on the bomb.
Janitorial cart? Okay.
Yeah, and make it look like a cart, which would be something you would see there. And
sure.
Then put the dishes and plates on top of it, making it look completely natural.
Okay.
I'm just a new crap pushing plates!
I need you to roll me a persuasion check that will serve as the base difficulty for any
perception whistle when they need to look innocuous. Are you like scuttle by your mark?
If you don't have persuasion, I believe it.
Oh, I'm so fucked.
You guys were putting.
I gotta roll in this box.
It was like whoever chose the
watch
people.
Get a five.
This mission
watch.
Chose the wrong people. They chose the not explosive specialist.
And the not mass murderer.
Right.
I'm just like, you guys are on my team. Because if I was those two, I'd be like, what's happening?
So yeah, I rolled 14 out of 5.
Andrew, don't cry this time.
Is there anything I can use on Moxie before that
game? Even the internet hates
I think
it.
He's doing well.
You can re-roll it.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna use a Moxie.
What's your Moxie?
Yeah, to re-roll. That's...
Moxie. So I'm persuading not to
well,
die, essentially.
We're going to use your margin of success, which was technically a margin of failure, but still, of 14 as the thing to beat. Right? So if anyone rolls a perception that is higher than 14, they will see that this is indeed a janitorial cart that is covered with a tablecloth with plates that now have remnants of food smeared across them.
They would accidentally see that.
It's not even covering it all the way. It's just like half on.
And
the other side of it is like a big nuclear. It's like glowing yellow.
And Heather.
It's radiating and humming.
Your muse like takes a look through your eyes at this and says, you do know that this was disguised as a janitorial cart before, right? This was a perfectly reasonable disguise. I think
you made it worse.
I think that your obsession with food and things to taste may have detracted from your logical sensibilities in this regard.
It's like I've got this bomb that's disguised inside of just a regular UPS cardboard box,
so,
but I wrote not a bomb.
While that's happening, I want to attempt to get in touch with the system administrator.
Done.
The map.
You're talking to him.
And I want to ask for...
Jasper would tell her to ditch the table.
Unrestricted access to the entire security network.
Persuasion check.
I want to actually use reputation to accomplish this as a favor.
Wait, what? Why?
Okay.
I intercede. I'm like, wait, why? You're
no,
playing
he's
what?
He's talking on a secure channel to the admin right now. He's not on your
channel. Oh,
he's not? He's not doing this over the admin. This is his own... I mean, this is him talking to the admin.
Right. This is more of a...
I'm not drunk.
Where's your C-rep?
Huh?
Where's your C-rep?
Where is it?
Yeah, what's your level of C-rep?
80.
Fantastic. Roll me a rep check.
I'm working on it.
So how does that
work? I'm a little bit.
It's a regular skill check. You have to roll under 80.
Yeah, I'm washed off this bottle of wine.
Okay, critical success. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's a double.
Yeah, you're asking for what amounts to a level 5 favor.
Yeah, it's big.
Give me access to your network. So.
Yes.
You need to. You have to write this down. For C rep, for your HyperCorp rep, your level 5 favor has been used. It will not refresh for 3 in-game months.
Okay.
Noted. You now have access to the entire network. Jasper ditches the tablecloth.
Well, in my mind, it was doubly secure.
And wraps it around him like a cape.
Fortunately, one of the plates flies towards you as you're skittling down the hall. You've never tasted beef bourguignon. And that's what's on this plate.
Hey, that's what we had last week.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
so,
that's super expensive.
You get to taste something new for all of your trouble.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like it's all worth it, bro.
Okay, so at this point in time, we are 5 minutes away from the janitorial cart. Formerly tablecloth covered, nay, janitorial cart, really a bomb, arriving at the Pandora Gate. You guys have the security, the bots are shut down. He took care of that. You don't know what he's doing right now. What are you two doing?
So this whole time, the crab showed up and broke into the domicile, and
yes.
I'm looking at that and what the fuck? Okay, no immediate threat there, but I'm thinking something else is fucking going on.
Okay.
And I'm looking on, I'm having my muse, and I'm looking on every other video thing and looking for anything suspicious.
I inform them that I have full access to the security network.
Okay, that's
does the Pandora gate have to be exploded?
Can I answer one question? God damn it, people!
Yes, go ahead.
Your full admin access is going to give him a +10 to his check because he has access to now every security camera in the place, rather than the ones that were just, because there are some secret cameras that are,
right.
Oh, in the women's bathroom.
Yeah. So, you can make a kinesics check, that's the sense motive
sneezes
skill, at +10.
And I just tell him, look for anything out of the
actually,
ordinary.
Actually, no, sorry, perception.
Okay, I was going to say, kinesics, I'd be fucked.
Kinesics is for
interpersonal. I agree with you.
So, perception, yes.
Yeah. So, you said plus 10?
+10.
Fine, yes, something's going on.
So, look, we don't have a location yet.
Not yet.
63 out of 75.
Okay.
Woo.
So, not only are there two beings moving along at a rapid clip in a route that does directly connect from one of the security details quarters as well from the Gomez residence, but one's a Nova Crab. The other one is a Splicer Morph. Roll me another perception check. -20. Video feeds and whatnot.
Does the Pandora gate have to be exploded on this side, or can it be exploded on the other side?
It can be exploded on the other side.
Okay.
That's fine. That would be... It might set some things back, but it is the only gate that can connect to Giza, so...
That's fair. -20?
Uh-huh.
So that puts me at 31 of 45.
31 of 45, it's untitled, and Jasper, pushing some kind of cart down the hallway towards the Pandora Gate.
I relay that over our tech, and I said, okay, so why did Untitled just break into that home, steal the tablecloth and dishes, and why is Jasper and her now pushing a cart down?
Can we get in touch with them? Can I attempt to access the firewall channel to get in touch with them?
It's going to be InfoSec -30.
I'm going to tell 32.
Okay, yeah. You have access to, through the firewall network, you have two more contacts on your, but they're in a different color, like someone else is on.
Right.
This.
They're red.
So I just yell, I just shout out across the technic, guys, hold on. Something's out of place here. This is Severon.
Who?
Severon.
They don't know who you are.
Who is Severon?
I'm a firewall agent. They sent me here, and I think we're working in alternate directions.
Your network says these are intruders.
Nice try, buddy.
So
do I know who he is, though?
I'm going to shut him out of my network.
You totally know who he is? He has no idea who you are.
He shuts me down, and I'm like,
alright, so do we have
out of curiosity, I'll listen to him.
The crab is listening.
I need to do some research.
Okay.
First off, if we're here to stop someone from blowing things up, we know that. I need to know what... I have a pretty good idea of what they would probably use to blow this up.
Okay.
So, the thing I want to research is the type of thing that they would use to blow this up. Would it require a trigger mechanism, or could it be triggered by another explosion? That's what I want to research.
Okay, roll it.
Okay.
Straight up.
Hi.
What am I rolling?
Research.
Oh, yeah, duh. I was like,
skill you requested, sir.
All right, let's say 37 out of 70.
Okay. For any thermonuclear device, another bomb detonating near it will do damn near nothing.
Right,
because
but it can disable the trigger device.
Because you have to set the... fission reaction in order in the right manner,
right.
or it's not going to split the atom properly,
so,
and no kaboom.
Right, so I'm essentially trying to disable it.
There is a trigger mechanism. Whatever they're pushing is not mesh linked.
So I tell...
It's completely air-gapped. There is no wireless access
okay,
to it.
So
I tell...
There's a physical trigger somewhere.
So they're pushing a black box of nothing.
They're pushing a black box, yeah.
So how would he know it's a black box?
He just knows that whatever you're pushing is a mesh link. That's all.
Well, and he doesn't know that...
The Nova Crab is still listening to me?
Necessarily.
Apparently.
Right.
I tell...
Someone's moving that box very quickly to a location.
Okay, I tell the Nova Crab that Firewall sent me... And I have the most incredible food samples back the opposite direction that you're going right now.
Okay. You need to make me a kinesics check.
Okay, what is this?
It's one of the skills. It's basically sense motive. But you need to make it at plus 20.
Hang on. Kinesis. Okay.
Can I...
That's five.
I talk
25.
I'll let you guys solve that, but... I get like five people in the
talk. Yeah, now,
it
feels, to say something for like,
hold on! Does this feel like how it would actually be, though?
Wait, except for I would get this.
Okay, you rolled a 93.
Yes.
Even if you moxie that, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You want to spend a moxie to re-roll it.
Well, he said, like, I think, honestly, I might pause.
You pause?
That's good enough.
But then, but then your muse says, no, he's lying.
He's lying? Oh,
okay.
Now I'm going to spend a moxie point.
Okay, and she's spending moxie. Let's see what happens.
I've been trying to do something forever.
I still failed.
She totally failed. She thinks you're lying. Corey!
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
do
no.
I know their location?
Wait. Lying about the food?
He's lying about everything.
Oh, I was only going to re-roll if I thought he was lying about the food. Like, if he says a firewall agent, he's a firewall agent, I totally agree, I think he is.
Okay.
Like, logically, there's no reason for me not to believe him.
Okay.
Well, unless your thing is getting picked as it's saying he's an intruder.
Yeah.
You're never
saying he's an intruder, that he's hacked into your network.
Oh, then I guess I would roll.
Yeah, you...
Yes, so you failed, he's a liar, not only is he not firewall, he has no food.
So now you really hate him.
Now
Corey.
I really...
Okay. Do we have their location?
Yes.
Do we now have access to all of the network?
Yes.
Do I know where all the security forces are?
Yes.
How quickly can I get the security forces on?
There's a team of Ultimates waiting by the Pandora Gate. It's their job to guard it. And they're heading in that direction.
All right. I will inform them that they are coming so that they can prepare. I don't know what they have, but they seem to... We can deduce they're heading towards the Pandora Gate, right?
Yes, they are heading towards the Pandora Gate for sure.
We can do better than that, though, right? Can't we create a lockdown?
Do you want high or low? This will determine the weapons that the Ultimates have.
Low for me.
Low? 18. They have kinetic weapons.
Okay.
Not plasma. So basically, they have rifles.
Okay. Now, how long would it take us to intersect with them?
You to intersect, you are in the wrong part of the habitat
okay.
right now. So to get to there, it would take 10 minutes straight up heading straight there.
I want to...
They're about 2.5 minutes away now.
So, right, can we shut down the... Can I raise a force field or shut down that entire area that they're in?
No. They're in the main artery that leads to the Pandora Gate. It was deliberately left unblockable because if something goes wrong, that's your way off Giza.
I see.
Do I have the trigger, like,
yep.
like can I trigger it at any
that's
any second
thinking,
right now?
Yes, you
like,
can.
It, like, if it's
okay.
a nuclear
Is there...
device, does it matter where we set it off? Because it'll blow up everything.
Pandora Gates are weird. No one really knows what they're made of. So to get the most bang for your buck, literally, the closer to the gate, the better. But it still is a thermonuclear device.
Okay, so I'm going to say, you know, I kind of feel like maybe things are...
Alamo, blow the bridge!
Yeah, like, at any time, just blow it. Just do it. Like, if we are in danger or threat of failing, just blow it.
I mean, can we dead man switch it at all, or is it... Like, what is the switch?
Yes, you can totally dead man switches. So when you push it down, right, and that makes the initial contact, when it lets up, it's going to go kablooey.
Okay. Now, is there any other way to detonate the bots right now?
The bots are in a holding pattern. They're at the location. They're not overheating. You're going to have to...
I would have to hack it again. I shut them down.
They're still there. You may have shut them down, but they're lying on the ground right there. You just said you stopped them from overheating. That is the only indication of...
I meant shut them down completely, but...
Okay, well, I can accept that.
If he hacked back in and reactivated them...
They're there at the end of the canyon. They're not overheating, but they're all 15 are still there.
Okay, so the Nova Crab has shut me off again.
Yes. So,
can I get through to them?
Well, I didn't necessarily shut him off. I thought he was lying, but but I didn't turn him off unless I would give away our location.
Well, they know where we are. There's no way they. So, new plan. I'm gonna hack the Nova Crab.
Okay. We are going to move to initiative for this because it's starting to get a little bit hairy to try and figure out who's doing what when, and we're getting down to the very fine timing of. Okay, so with your new initiative score that you have down in your sheet, which should be Imp plus Ref, 1d10, sir.
Oh, 1d10.
It should be Imp plus Ref divided by 5 plus a d10 roll. And like before, I will ask for them in order so I can make sure I can keep everything straight. So.
105.
Not
new in it.
Asshole. What did you get?
Asshole.
That'd be you, Julius.
Oh, 50. 50. All
right, Severon.
12.
I thought you said you still go first.
And then I rolled terribly.
I rolled a 9.
Spineas?
So. Yeah.
I rolled a 9.
It was Int plus Ref divided by 5.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then plus whatever
plus
you
plus whatever you rolled. That's 14.
Untitled underscore 02.
7.
And Jasper.
17.
Okay, Jasper, you're up first.
How close are we to the?
You are 3 complex actions away from the Pandora Gate. 3 rounds, effectively.
Okay.
So what can he see?
A tunnel and the first spars of the gate, and ultimates with guns.
Now, is using InfoSec, is that a complex action?
It depends on what you're trying to do.
Try to hack the bots to...
That is a complex action. You are still allowed to move forward.
Okay.
Is there an alternate route to the Pandora Gate, like through vents or anything?
You are running through a big open hallway that is about the width of this room. Straight to the Pandora Gate. It's the main access to this base from this side of things.
So is there a way I could find out, like, their access to get to us? Like, can I hack anything to figure out where they would come from potentially to intercept?
Straight
us?
In front of you. They're here, you're running like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like...
You are running towards the enemy who are standing there with guns. You're a Civil War soldier, and the line has muskets pointed at you. That's what's going on. So, you've rolled 3 InfoSec checks now. Have you used Machi on any of those?
No. I'm just rolling.
Okay.
So,
complex action to use your InfoSec.
Is that negative 30?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So that puts me at 60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's 00? Is that...
0.
Is that 0? Okay. So that's a 4.
Okay. It's a success.
Wait, no.
I thought 0 is an ultimate failure.
No. As his primary digit, 0, 4,
then
is
what's
4.
100?
If he rolled 0 on the doubles and 0 on...
You can't roll 100. It's 0 to 99.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was 1 to 100
it's
or
zero to,
the
zero
numbers
to
are what they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
0 to 99. So he rolled 0 on his tens digit, 4 on his ones digit. He rolled a 4.
Oh, you rolled a 0. I thought you said double 0.
Double
no,
0
double
4.
Four.
Double
oh,
0.
Okay.
Zero.
That's
really
what I thought he said.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
he's
that's
using
0.
The 10th place die.
I'm just not used
die.
To using percentile dice.
Yeah, yeah.
So you rolled
a
4.
That is a 4.
It is a success.
Although, really.
I could turn it into 40. Success.
You could.
Or I could Moxie to reroll completely, but I couldn't. fuck. I'll turn it to a 40.
Okay, it's a 40 under 50, right?
40 under 60. So. It was 50 before because I had negative 10.
Margin of success of 40. So, the bots. We're back to life. And have had a command initiated to them to overload as rapidly as possible. Julius.
All right.
And I continue pushing the cart full force.
Do I have access to them now?
To talk to them?
Yes.
You have to make an InfoSec check to do that. They are on a different network.
Okay. I can't get that information from them?
You can get it from Severon, so yes, you can talk to them.
Okay, cool.
You're going to appear as an intruder on their network, though.
That's fine. I am going to tell them both that they are in serious danger of breaching firewall protocol. And I know them. I'm going to try to convince them that I know them, even though they don't remember me.
Okay.
And tell them that they're going directly against orders from Firewall.
Persuade at so very much.
I asked
minus
you,
30, it's
who gave
fun.
You your mission? Was it Jason Statham?
Yeah, it was Jason Statham.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll also mention who we got our mission info
they
from, but I don't know
who
that
is.
Alright.
Where did we get our mission from?
Alice.
So that's a four, that's a 49 from 50.
Oh my god.
That's with a minus 30. I know.
Who are you in this game? Rolling right where you need to.
I need you two to roll me kinesics, please.
Roll you what?
Kinesics.
Oh.
That's like it defaults to whatever.
Person
83 out of 10.
Person
no, 83
like
out of 5.
Okay.
50.
44 out of 5?
Critical failure.
Yours is a critical failure. Yours is a snore failure. So, Jasper, you hear everything that he's saying, you're like, this makes a lot of sense. He's making sense to you. Untitled, you believe him full on that your mission parameters were given by someone that hacked into Firewall and totally fucked you over. And you're now about to send a thermonuclear device toward one of the 5 known means of accessing extrasolar planets that exist in your solar system.
Think of all the things you could taste.
You are about to cut off.
I stopped immediately. That was it.
So,
I just stopped.
So we'll get to what the repercussions of that on your turns. Phineas.
Do I recognize that the bots have been reactivated?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I tell you that.
Security
yeah,
system.
I also tell you I can shut them down immediately.
Probably.
Yeah. There's really nothing else I can think that I would do, though, other than try to shut this down.
I mean, you can try to shut them down. Two shots is better than one.
Yeah, I just
that's
can't
true.
Think of anything else.
I have other things to do, if you can check
that.
All
right, you need to beat a 4. And roll under your skill.
You need to beat a 4.
Oh, sorry, 40. You have to beat a 40 and roll under your skill.
It's a 32 out of 70.
You do not succeed. Your command does not get through the strength of the command prior.
Okay, so
Severon, you're up.
Can I just shut down the bots?
InfoSec.
I have to use InfoSec to do it?
Because someone else...
As far as the system is concerned, an authorized command was issued. And it's way too easy. Attacking versus hacking, so you have to roll above a 40 and below your skill. You have no penalty, though, because you have full access to this network. You're not hacking. You're just using your InfoSec to countermand a previously given command.
Discipline to move.
Yeah, but they're like a mile
59.
Away.
Tracy, I know that this is a little late, but I didn't think about it. Am I able to change that success
70.
That I had on Andrew to a critical success?
You spend a moxie?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a free moxie to spend. You gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the uses.
Okay, so suddenly all of this is seeming very shaky to you, same way it was for...
I mean, does it seem plausible that somebody could hack into Firewall and supposedly give us a mission?
I've convinced
you
that it is.
How much do you trust technology?
That's true.
You know exactly how easy it is to breach any system with
yeah.
the right-sized hammer in the
I
right
can do
place.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. So...
But how do I... But...
Because he's...
Yeah, I guess he's really convincing.
He's
yeah.
a
yeah.
He is a convincing motherfucker.
Oh,
he's saying you a song.
Yeah.
He's like, you won't do this! Don't destroy
okay.
the gate!
So... So, Several, you have shut down the bots again.
And ordered them to remove themselves from the mesh and disassemble.
They're going to log themselves off.
That'll work.
They're not going to disassemble. Ass.
Don't disassemble, Stephanie.
And
I have
not. We have our first circuit joke of the campaign.
Alright,
Ho! Running short on time. Untitled, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just standing there.
You are standing there. Jasper, what are you doing?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I would be flabbergasted
oh,
that
man.
I would have fallen to...
So you stop moving?
Yeah, I would stop.
Do your hands go slack?
Well, I mean, I'm still holding
I
the...
I hope that...
Are you still holding the dead man's switch? Roll me a will times three.
I mean, a will times three?
Wait,
you guys
are
fucked.
Right, no, no, no.
That he wouldn't...
He believes he was firmly convinced...
But is the...
Hang on. He was firmly convinced that his mission was to melt the things and blow up the Pandora gate, right? He's running down the hallway, one hand on the cart, the other hand on a dead man switch, that if he lets his finger off the trigger, kablooey. And he suddenly went, oh shit.
I don't think I would go, oh shit, and let go of him.
Would that be a will
yeah.
save, though, or what are the
That's
others?
What I just
yeah.
said. Will times three.
Well,
I don't think, I mean, like, I don't think that would...
I think that would make him respond to,
I don't think
oh,
that would disalarm me so much that I would let go of a nuclear
okay.
device.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I personally think, like,
sure.
I mean, I would be like, oh shit, but I wouldn't be like... I wouldn't suddenly drop a dead man switch
okay.
for a nuclear device. Like, right. I would be very... apparent of that.
Sure.
Especially since
I think, well, yeah, anytime you're holding the death of thousands in your hand, well, not...
That I don't care
now,
about.
Now, if you would have told him that he was an AI or something...
Right, yeah.
If he would have convinced me that that what I saw in the Pandora
was
game
real,
was real,
then he might.
Sure.
Then...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
per your argument earlier, distrust of technology, he'd be like, you know what, that's totally plausible. I should probably stop pushing this button.
Yeah. Like, I would put it... Put the pin back in.
There's no pin. There's.
I mean, yeah.
It's a dead man's.
Okay,
switch.
So there's no way to disable that.
You can't do it. Someone else
okay.
can come along and disable it. So, I mean, you gotta keep your thumb on the thing.
Okay, well
so,
then
you stop moving. You have your thumb on the
and,
on the bit.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in contact with them, right?
Yes, Julius, you're up next.
Okay.
Well, I would. I mean, as per the rest
yep.
of my term, I would say, if what you're saying is true, you need to get somebody with explosives training down here right now because
we don't have anyone.
I'll send across the security net that now thinks I have the best clearance in the world
uh-huh.
apparently that
because
we've stopped the threat. We need someone to disable the bomb, and I have the guy, but it's going to take 10 minutes.
Hold your position. Tell them.
Yeah,
hold your positions.
Yeah, and tell them, you know.
Do not fire.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to let me know you have
a... Yeah, I'm going to say I have a dead man switch to a nuclear device right now, so
right.
please send somebody to help disable that.
All right, I will put that across, too,
yeah.
and we'll try to end this situation.
So no happy fire, please.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm going to go back to the tablecloth and wrap it around his hand to secure it in case it gets
Okay. So,
in case he gets that.
We'll drop out of initiative.
Okay.
The ultimates that you can see at the end of the thing.
That was close.
Stand down.
I hope that's not the real fireball machine.
If we're really supposed to fall again, there's nine titans coming from the other side.
From a metagaming perspective, I don't believe so.
Okay.
But
I need everyone to roll me percentile dice straight up. I just want to know what you get.
Okay. I even think not even
88, 86, 32, 52.
Okay, I was going in straight percentile fashion, so higher is better in this case.
Okay.
All of your plans are proceeding. You know, you've got the towel wrapped around his hand. You're standing there. You've got the crew dispatched, and his shape comes from around the corner. Holding a rifle. It's an ultimate with some very strange markings on his armor. And a single shot is fired at you.
Half your free.
You're half free?
How much moxie you got left?
I have five.
Just so you know, the ultimate rolled a 94. That round of because you guys might have had a chance to interrupt and roll higher, but
sure,
you pretty damn high.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna come with you, Phineas. And default to you for trying to disable this.
Mm-hmm.
But if there happens to be something that needs to be done electronically,
what is your infosec load?
My infosec,
mm-hmm.
80. But I also have electronics.
I got a 62, which I could turn into 26 out of 40.
Right.
Or I could re-roll.
It's at 30.
26 out of 40. How do they do
that? It depends on how high he rolled.
No. I'd rather get closer, but the problem is...
If you re-roll, you might be
if I re-roll,
off.
I could... Yeah.
Wait, I rolled an 88.
You rolled a 94.
Isn't that a critical success?
It is.
It's a very, very valid point you make. So, you, through the security field, see this happen. You still have, like, you have base-wide camera, right?
Okay.
You see an ultimate step from around the corner, leveling some kind of kinetic rifle.
Okay. So, I will... It, like, what is the security setup here? Like, how, like, I'm assuming that we're like, here goes, like, a Nova Crab and Mr. Jovian Splicer here running down a hallway with dudes chasing them and dudes at this end.
Pretty much.
Coming to a crazy convergence, right? So, is there anybody in range that I can order to fire on him in enough
like
time?
Like, six ultimates are right there.
I will order them to fire on that man.
What we're going to do is you're going to roll their shooting.
Okay.
He's going to roll his half-ray for a single attack. Just
okay.
Like, this is sort of like what happened with you last week in the plasma rifles,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you're going to get a chance to interrupt his action.
Okay.
If you hit... Six kinetic weapons going off into his body is going to be awful and horrible, and he's not going to get a shot.
Right.
If you miss, he gets to take a shot because he already knows he's toast.
Right.
Six, was that a critical by any chance?
No, it's doubles.
Doubles. Yeah. That's the only reason I was like, wait, I rolled an 88.
So.
What's critical failure?
Same thing.
It's
just over.
Doubles,
I just realized I was holding my hand like this.
Double.
No, I was holding my hand like I was holding a dead man's switch.
That's in character right there!
Dive from the
you. You're like, okay.
So, their shooting is at a 70.
Okay.
So you need to roll that, he's gonna roll half ray, his phrase an 80.
Okay.
So he needs to roll 40 or under, you need to roll your shooting.
Okay. So, double zeros
is an automatic critical failure.
Can I moxie that?
Yeah, moxie to reroll.
You can moxie to reroll.
Reroll.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do so.
That was awful.
That's the only
they would shoot
now automatic
probably.
Critical failure that happens in the
right
game.
On. Yeah. So, crap, dude. That's an 80.
You can reverse 70. It to an 8.
Are you another can moxie. I use another moxie?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. If I reverse it to an 8, is that a success?
Unfortunately,
he rolled a 15. And you cannot spend another moxie to reroll because you did it once.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
So it goes off. That's fine.
Okay.
Luckily, she wrapped his hand up.
He's still gonna roll his phrase.
Right. So because
it's only one shot.
So now I've rolled more dice. What was your fray was way over, right?
Well, yeah, my fray is a 62 right now. I could turn it into 26.
And he rolled higher than that. So even if you want to flip it, he'll hit you.
Well, that's I was going.
He
to
was
re-roll.
Debating a moxie to reroll.
I had his. What did he roll? I'm gonna try. You know what? I can't remember. I'm gonna roll it again.
Okay.
So just like the other ultimates, is no, are you definitely?
I'm definitely rerolling.
Okay.
Because 26, I didn't think was.
He got a 34 under 70, which is an excellent success. So extra 5 damage if he hits.
I have to. Fucking hell. Nope. Even if I flip it, it's a 48.
Okay. So
he's an 84.
Yeah.
So he's going to hit you. He is
survive.
He is wielding a sniper railgun.
Yikes.
Yep.
Don't survive.
So you said it was an excellent success. I thought it was within 30.
Margin of success of 30. You rolled a 30.
It's always the roll
itself.
It's
not within your skill.
It's past 30.
It's the number that you roll. If you roll a 30 or better and your skill is over 30, excellent success.
Oh,
done.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So you roll a 34, so he gets to, how much armor do you have?
Would that be physical, right?
Yes. Physical or kinetic? It's a rail gun.
Yeah, it's a rail gun.
So well, it's energy or kinetic.
Yeah,
it's
a kinetic weapon.
19.
19? Okay.
It's not bad.
Your armor for the purposes of this weapon is only 4.
Yeah.
Damn.
It has
15 penetration.
It's a
rail gun. It shoots through fucking walls.
I guess so.
Okay.
Who let him bring that on here?
He's one of the ultimates.
Yeah, that's true.
So, see, I justified it this time.
That seems unbelievably.
So, his total damage with his excellent success is 2d10 plus 17. Make sure you know what your damage value is.
Good God.
That is 522. Or sorry, what's your wound threshold?
6.
Wound threshold is 6, so 6, 12, 18, 24. He rolled 22. That's 3 trauma. 3 physical trauma to you. You need to roll me a will times 3.
Okay.
Here's the deal. This is the important bit. Because if you take a wound, you have to roll will times 3 or you fall prone.
Okay.
Because it's really, really bad, right? If you fall prone, there's an even chance that your hand is going to slip out of the towel, out of the sheet, and your hand's going to come off the dead man switch. So, if you...
But she wrapped the towel really tight.
That's what I was thinking.
You're going to be able to assist him on this.
Okay, because I was trying to say, can I imagine it? Even if he died... The pressure from the towel.
You are a Nova Crab and are not that aware of human physiology. Therefore, you could have wrapped it incorrectly.
Oh, that's true.
So.
Plus, he just got shot with a rail gun.
Yeah, he just had a rail gun pierce his physical person.
Yeah.
So, will times 3. You need to roll will times 3 also. Or sorry, somatic times 3.
Okay.
Which is really easy for her, so.
Yeah, yeah.
29 out of 105.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'll spend another
moxie to flip
that will?
Yeah.
No, somatics.
Somatics times 3 is a 105.
What's your will times 3? What's the actual rating? No, not what you roll. What's your actual will times 3?
15.
15. Okay, yeah.
Ouch.
It's 25 with her help.
It's 25 with my help?
With her help. Yep. You've not rolled anything that's approaching good. So, you try. The round pierces you. You fall prone. High? Do you want high or low? And I'm going to let you roll it. You're going to be the master of your own fate.
I'll take high.
Roll it. 77. Critical, critical fucking success.
Oh my god.
He falls prone. Thumb still on the dead man's
He's
switch.
Like,
the cadre of ultimates takes out the dude. They missed the first time. They're not gonna miss again. Gunfire goes off. The rogue ultimate drops. Bomb squad is brought in, is able to defuse, disarm the bomb. The harvester bots at the mouth of the canyon are rebooted and rerouted back to their normal progression.
And I download the entirety of their network while I have full access to it.
Of course.
For later, assumed.
Right. So, you guys successfully managed to keep the interstellar chat roulette from being blown up. And
that was it?
And I will add, fulfilled the proper firewall mission.
Oh.
So,
yeah. I assumed if they got it from that guy, but...
So, let me...
I thought the Alice was a little suspect.
Yeah, but... Alice is a little suspicious.
Although, you don't know...
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
Although, you guys survive, so you get to remember stuff.
Yeah.
You get to remember being sent on a rogue mission.
Yeah. Well, right. Now you will possibly know who the real firewall operative is for the rest of your life.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be great.
If you guys want to start, if you guys want to start using hash marks to keep track of the res you're going to get, we're going to do res points for the session.
Okay.
You guys are tough enemies, I'll tell you what. I don't want to fight you every time.
I would like to point out that we fixed it without ever leaving our hotel room.
Okay, so
Severon
everyone
style,
everyone gets one res point for having participated in the scenario. Yay!
Yay!
Let's see. For Phineas and Julius, you each get an additional res point because you achieved your objectives in that scenario. Sev, you also get another res point for having achieved your objectives in the scenario because you didn't fuck up the meeting.
That's true.
I don't think
the meeting was over yet, though. So
it hadn't even started, actually.
Yeah.
Still, we're going to assume that he feels so good he keeps his damn mouth shut.
Yeah.
Untitled and Jasper, you get a res point because you failed to meet your objectives, but you learned a valuable lesson.
Alright.
Let's
Questionable.
See. Character contributed to achieving success in a significant way, one res point each. I thought that was very well done on all your parts. Adventure was extra challenging. One res point each, because I pitted you against yourselves with one person who didn't know what the fuck was going on until halfway through.
Yeah.
So I basically split your group in half and took away the hacker.
Yeah.
So yes.
Not really.
Motivational goal.
Well, a good one.
No explosions, no massive deaths, you didn't taste anything.
No, I ate something, remember?
Yeah.
Not gonna count it.
Oh.
Not for this purpose. Not enough of it. You immersed yourself in the poop last time. This was just a taste, a scrap of beef bourguignon. Now you want more. You did not get destroyed major technology. No major motivational goals met. Player engaged in good role-playing. Definitely. One res point all around. And player significantly contributed to the session's drama, humor, or fun with role-playing. One res point all around. That should be, what, six? Six res points?
Yep, six, yeah.
Six res points for everybody.
Cool.
Four.
Now, I will say, though, if there is knowledge of technology within the network, that would be a major Severon goal.
There's not.
Of that entire network.
From your firewall contact, the actual usage of the black boxes, the objects out in the valley, is being used by a group that's subverting Gonid.
Okay. So not available on the Gonin network.
Bingo.
Got it. Okay.
So you got nothing from that. You also each get... Let's see. Jasper and Untitled, you guys lose 5 IREV.
Ouch.
What is IREV anyways?
That's firewall rep.
Oh, yeah, because we...
That was my only rep.
You lose 5 IREV. Seb,
for being stupid.
Julius and Phineas, you guys gain 8 IREP.
Nice. He gains them. He didn't do anything for him.
You're right. He, however... hang on. No, you're right. You guys are undercover. You only get IREP. You get 10 CREP.
So I guess the only way to...
You're right, though. Because
you were a good public face for Luna Defense. So you gained 10 CREP.
So the only way we could have avoided that negative would have been to not take in the mission.
Bingo.
Essentially.
Sadly. I mean, that's... The outcome of this mission is pretty detrimental for...
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
now long-term, you may end up gaining more IREP to make that up, because you may or may not have uncovered something very important in Firewall.
Yeah, I would say... Information that you guys may be able to give...
Oh, yeah, because you guys know who that person was,
like,
and you can identify them later.
Somebody's trying to hack Firewall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's huge.
We'll do feedback on the session real quick, because it's now 5 after 12 and Greg has to go or his wife will kill him. So, Andrew, what did you not like?
I like that I wasn't destroyed by plasma.
Only by a single die roll at the very end.
I thought it was great. Like, I thought the pairing of teams was great. I was like, why is Firewall... Like, I had no clue until... The end. I was like, "Why does Firewall have two separate missions going on at once?" Like, I liked it. It was
cool,
great, and awesome. Like I said earlier, I was very much immersed with my hand holding
on the dead.
Like, all of a sudden, my hand started going numb, and I'm like, "What am I doing?" Like,
I really like the session. I think Severon is probably a little frustrated because his style of a session is to kind of like sit in a dark room and hack from afar, and he doesn't like these getting blasted with railguns and running through Pandora gates kind of things. But if that's where Firewall sends him, I guess he has to go with it. But I thought it was a great session, and you managed the chaos that kind of got there pretty well.
Thank you, Heather.
I'm just happy all around.
Okay. I enjoyed finally getting to use my my persuasive and social skills to completely diffuse a situation, as well as managing to get other people to shoot at people for me.
Yes. quick addendum. Matt, you do have one more res point. Motivational goal, Pandora Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exoplanet.
Yeah.
You got to actually go through a Pandora gate for the first time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an extra res point for that.
I had a lot of fun. There was good tension, and I don't think we really dropped tension
kind of
whole game. So I thought that was really well done.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Matt?
I think it was awesome. Definitely, as a player, I loved it. As a character, I was a little sad I didn't get to blow anything up.
Okay. I almost did.
Okay, and that's where we're going to call this.
I almost blew us two things.
Yeah.
Music by Ultron.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.